We're going to see a good one tonight in St. Genevieve as we welcome you inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Hi, everybody. Andy Humphrey, and joining me, Bob Stolzer, a longtime head coach for the St. Genevieve Dragons and also for the Valley Catholic Warriors a couple of years. And, Coach, you know about this rivalry just as much as anybody. You've coached in this rivalry, and you've been around it for so many years. How do you approach a game like this where you know that your opponent on the other side is going to know you just as well as you know them?
Well, Andy, I tell you, you always kind of downplay it a little bit. But regardless of what you say, you know, it's just another game. It's a non-conference game. It's not a district game, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody gets fired up for it. As you can see, the field's filling up with people. Like I told you earlier, usually the crowd capacity to these things kind of looks like a quarterfinal game, or a lot of times even semifinal games. I can remember several years to where the people were around the field three deep or whatever. So, I mean, everybody usually gets fired up for it. The people in town get along well together, but as you can see looking out in the field right now, you look down below us, these bleachers on this side are definitely all blue, and you look across the way, they're definitely all green, and you know, everybody will root for their individual team, and then come by the end of the night, whoever's got the bragging rights can definitely brag to their buddies on whichever side comes in second on it. But it's always a great rivalry. I mean, I was listening to Chad a while ago talking about the Farmington North County game. Perryville down there, they've renewed their rivalry between St. Vincent's and Perryville. It's, you know, it's an always a real neat thing for the community to have these rivalries, and you never know what's going to come out of it. On paper, I remember several years back, you know, on paper, we, meaning St. Genevieve, probably should have beaten Valley in that specific year, but things didn't go right, and they played very well, and we came out in second place in those games, and then vice versa. I can remember playing Valley against some of their good teams and us coming out on top. It's just one of those things you never know what's going to happen or what you're going to see on the field that night.
It's almost like a couple of mistakes here and there could be the difference in a game like
this. Yeah, you get in a close ball game, mistakes really play a big factor in it, especially if the other team capitalizes on those things. So, and you know, I'm kind of looking for that tonight. You know, I had the opportunity to watch St. Jen play last week against Dexter and saw a lot of good things from them. And, of course, Valley, you know, I think that their nemesis right now is their line, so to speak. You talk to people, and they lost that great line they had last year. They've got a lot of juniors playing up front for them this year. But I think their skilled people are very good, too. And if that line can open a couple of holes or give the quarterback a little bit of time to throw, a lot of times those backs will make the line a lot better than what they actually are.
And two strong teams, 1-0 last week. St. Genevieve got the 21-0 win over Dexter, as you mentioned earlier, and Valley Catholic the 47-9 win against St. Vincent in week one. Two teams looking to go 2-0 and really should be a high-powered game. Maybe a lot of points in this one.
It's hard to say. Like I said, you never know what to expect this game.
Of course not.
I've seen some high-powered offenses on either side, and it becomes a low-scoring game, and vice versa. You just never know. It depends, and I think it's one of these things, whoever gets the upper hand or gets some momentum going in the ball game to begin with, that's going to be a big thing on the outcome of the ball game.
We're looking forward to it. We'll hear from both head coaches right after this on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
Dwayne Doza Auto Body has been in business for 31 years, serving St. Genevieve, Perry, and St. Francis counties. Deductible and rental car assistance, bonded and insured, all work is 100% guaranteed. Pickup and delivery, For all of your auto body needs, call 573-535-8171 or check out Dwayne Doza Auto Body Sales at SoapySAutoSales.com. That's SoapySAutoSales.com.
Al's Auto Body and Glass in St. Genevieve is the number one place to go for auto body work and repair. When you take your vehicle to Al's Auto Body, you know you're getting the best quality and restoration for your money. They will work alongside with your insurance company and make sure you drive home happy. For all your auto body and slat glass needs, see Adam at Al's Auto Body and Glass in St. Genevieve.
Geochrist Incorporated, a name you've trusted since 1972, is the name you can still trust. Whether your needs are residential, commercial, or industrial, Geochrist in St. Genevieve offers professional service for asphalt paving, site utilities, along with excavation and hauling. At Geochrist Incorporated, they do more than just quote and pave. They deliver what you expect. Call them 883-7401 for a free estimate. That's Geochrist in St. Genevieve.
For customized woodwork, remember locally owned Klumps Custom Woodworking in St. Genevieve. Whether you're building a new home or remodeling, Klumps Custom Woodworking has the knowledge and experience you need. They carry a full line of quality custom cabinets and countertops. Call 883-2216 today for an appointment, for an in-home consultation, and a free estimate. That's 883-2216. For all your woodworking needs, remember Klumps Custom Woodworking Incorporated. They're located in St. Genevieve.
Called the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98 at Father John Dempsey Field as we're getting set for Valley and St. Gen to do battle. And I'm here with Judd Nagger, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. Coach, always an important matchup in week two to, against your crosstown rival, and you've owned the matchup the last 5 years. How do you tell your team to approach this one this time around?
Well, you know, it's a big game. You know, these kids all know each other, so they understand that it's always a big game, and it's a game they're going to look back on years to come and, hopefully enjoy.
You know, the offense with 47 points last week, how do they continue that success? What do you think the biggest key is for them?
We just got to be balanced. We got to finish the box and make sure we're all on the same page.
And then defensively, as you look at what they bring to the table as far as their offensive attack, what do you focus on as far as trying to neutralize them?
You just got to gang tackle. You got to play fundamentally sound football, and you got to fly the football because they got some weapons over there.
Is it easy to get guys ready for a game like this?
Yeah, it should be. If I got to do too much, we're going to be in trouble. I think the kids are excited.
All right. Thank you so much, Coach, and good luck out there.
Thank you.
That's Judd Nagger, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
MFA in St. Genevieve is much more than just a seed and feed. At your local MFA, you'll find years, even generations of knowledge and experience in agriculture. From the farm to the field, the team at St. Genevieve MFA has the knowledge to help you excel in whatever you're growing, whether it be crops, cattle, hogs, horses, just about anything. Go and see them today. That's MFA in St. Genevieve.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
And we're back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98. Andy Humphrey now joined by Ken White, the head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, as they get set to take on Valley Catholic tonight on J98. Always a big game for these players, Coach. They always get very motivated to play a game like this, I'm sure. So what's your message to them to try and focus on the goal?
Stay motivated. That's the way you play football. It is intense and motivated and excited, That's what we want to come out and do. We don't want to come out flat. We're going to make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. That's high school football, But I think if you play hard and you play motivated, you'll do good things.
Are you focusing on offense or defense or both in particular?
Oh, both. I mean, these guys are going to, they score some points, so we got to focus a lot on defense. But, offense, you got to do what you do well, and hopefully that'll be enough.
you know, Chad Dunsey playing in this game. How do you expect him to lead this offense on the field against this defense?
No, we expect a lot out of him, you know, and we don't overload him, but we expect Chad to play, you know, the best game that he can right now. So that's throwing, that's running, whatever he's got to do to lead us there. So
you got a lot of size on that offensive and defensive line. Do you want to try and take advantage of that in this matchup?
Well, you hope so. I mean, you know, our kids are big. They've worked hard. They got strong. So we hope we can take advantage of that.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
That's Ken Weick, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And, Steve, I understand there's a big factory-authorized clearance sale going on right now.
That's right. It's the biggest sale of the year. We're blowing out all the 2018s, and we're also making room for the 2019s that are coming in. You name it, Rangers, Razors, Sportsmen's, all the K&Ms, everything. Huge sale going on. Don't miss it. It's the best time of year to get one. At Midwest Sports Center, 124 Walker Road in Farmington.
Stop by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve is your Red Wing boot dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
Are you in need of grooming and boarding services for man's best friend, your pet? Then consider Red Roof Grooming and Boarding in Bloomsdale for their next stay or grooming. Your pet will receive 24/7 care in an indoor heated facility, and they offer convenient drop-off hours in the evenings and on weekends. They have a licensed groomer and a registered vet technician with over 20 years of experience. They carry a full line of high-quality grain-free foods and will ensure proper nutrition during your pet's stay. That's Red Roof Grooming and Boarding in Bloomsdale, 573-535-0435.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount Patsy's every day.
Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Broadcasting live from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. You're listening to KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
And we're back in St. Genevieve as the 55th installment of the Old Settlement rivalry is about to get underway. Alongside Bob Stolzer, I'm Andy Humphrey, as both teams' captains are moving on to the center of the field and greeting each other for the coin toss, which is brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. Both of these teams come in at 1-0, impressive victories in week one, and always a familiar opponent in week two, where they play one of the biggest games that they have all season long, as the team captains are still meeting on the field, and don't believe the coin has been thrown just yet, but we'll wait on that. And Bob, you know, these two teams, does experience play a lot of factors in this if you played in a game like this before?
Well, I think it does. You know, it's just like we talked about earlier, it's a big game for the kids. As seniors playing this game, that's the one you're going to remember the rest of your life. You talk to former players, either from Valley or St. Gen, and, you know, they're always talking about, yeah, I can remember our senior year, this happened or that happened, and it's always kind of a fun thing for the kids between the two schools, because they're all common friends in a small town like this, and there's a lot of ribbon always goes on. Yeah, you're our senior year, we got you guys. And it's all good nature fun. But, yeah, I think experience, yeah, it's anything, anytime, any game, No matter what sport it is, I think experience always plays a big factor.
And you mentioned for the seniors, it's always the one that hangs in the back of your mind, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you used to always emphasize, hey, you guys, you got to play like this is going to be the last game you ever played. Of course, you treat that going to every game like that. But this is, like I said, this is one, if they stay around the area for the rest of their lives, that's going to be one they're going to talk about in years to come.
So it looks like the coin toss has been decided. Valley Catholic's going to move from left to right. They won the toss, and they elected to receive. So St. Genevieve will have the football first against the Valley Catholic Warriors, moving from left to right. They'll start with this offense. On the line from left to right, it goes Clayton Kreitler, the junior, Caleb Roth, the junior, at offensive guard. The center is the junior, 54, Coy Fleeg. Then Clayton Vaughn, the all-district offensive lineman, number 69, the senior, will be there too. And that tackle, Hunter Lawrence, number 55. Chad Dunsey is the starting quarterback, but there's another starter as well that will get a lot of time. Logan Gegg will also be at the quarterback position. You might see him in a lot of running situations. The wide receivers, Devin Bader, Logan Trollinger, and Brady Boyer. Lone back listed in the starting lineup is Darian Brown, the sophomore who had an electrifying freshman season. On the defensive side for Valley Catholic, a 4-3 front, it goes Kyle Roth, Zach Wolk, Jack Drury, and Colin Palmer across the defensive line from left to right. In the linebacking core, it's Kellen Bloom, Colin Grass, and Carter Roth. Then in the secondary, the corners, Ryan Grine and Trent Linderer. Free safety is Owen Viox, and the strong safety, the senior, Tyler Bloom. Grass Field is where at Father John Dempsey Field. If we were in St. Genevieve, I believe we'd be on turf, right?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
And you know, their field looks good compared to the mud game they had last week.
Certainly. As Colton Nagger kicks it off, it's a short one as this old settlement rivalry is underway. Picked up by Devin Bader. He fielded it inside his 40-yard line and took it to the 45. So the Dragons starting with good field position as Valley Catholic doesn't really like to kick it as far as most teams would. They just like to try and contain their opponent as much as they can. And St. Genevieve will start at their own 45.
Kind of one of those little scrib kicks. You pop it up in the air, and you never know if one of those frontliners are going to drop it. I mean, that's a good opportunity for a kid to fair catch it at that point. But St. Gen grabbed it and got a little bit of return yardage out of it.
Junior quarterback Chad Dunsey in the gun. Directly behind him, the sophomore running back Darian Brown. A four-wide set, three to the far side left and one to the near side right. First down and 10 from the 45 as Dunsey takes the snap, fakes the handoff, takes it himself, and gets met early. Taken down in the backfield for a two-yard loss. And there for the tackle was Zach Wolk. Colin Grass was there, number 57. The all-district linebacker had seven tackles for loss last week and already has his first there at second and 12. Just underway, no score as St. Genevieve Dragons have the football first, moving from left to right at second down. And Logan Gegg is in the shotgun. He takes the snap, a jet sweep, and a handoff to the sweeping wide receiver. That was Logan Trollinger, who then got wrapped up for an even bigger loss, all the way back to the 36-yard line, and the Dragons going backwards. It's third and 19.
I don't know if it was a bad read on that, Andy, or what, but the Valley's defensive end was sitting there waiting, and the ball, quarterback gave the ball instead of keeping it and turning it up inside. So St. Jen's going the wrong way right off the bat.
Third and 19 as Chad Dunsey is back in there in the shotgun with Darian Brown behind him, three wide to the left and one to the right. And a long way to go for the Dragons at their own 36. There's the snap. Dunsey hands it off to Darian Brown. Almost lost the football, but able to hang on to it. He is wrapped up for no gain. Forward progress back to the line of scrimmage. Again, that Valley Catholic defense standing tall, and it's already fourth down and 19 for the Dragons. And that possession did not take very long for St. Jen as they have to punt it away on a three and out. Chad Dunsey, the punter, and so he'll back up a few more steps in punt formation. Ryan Grine back for the Valley Catholic Warriors to return the punt. There's the snap to Dunsey. He gets it off, and it's to the near sideline. Grine coming in a few steps, calls fair catch at his own 37-yard line, and that's where Valley Catholic will start their first drive of the evening. So far, so good for that Valley defense.
Well, they're looking good. They're very aggressive, and they're pushing St. Genevieve back the wrong way to start off the ball game.
They held their opponent, St. Vincent, last week to under 100 yards of total offense, and they forced the Dragons to go three and out there. So here is the Valley Catholic offense, who put up 47 points last week, quarterbacked by the junior Chase Dunlap. In his first full year as the starter, he has three wideouts, two to the right and one to the left. Now the running back, Carter Roth, goes into the slot as well. First down and 10. Letting it go is Dunlap. He gets it off to Ryan Grind down the field, but it's incomplete, just in and out of his hands.
Nice passing. Genevieve was right there. Dunlap really put that ball on the money, but like I said, St. Genevieve's D-back or safety was waiting right there for him to break it up.
That offensive line for Valley Catholic goes with Kyle Roth, Peyton Tucker. The center is Colin Palmer, Zach Wolk at guard, and Cody Bosler the tackle. They line up for second down and 10 at their own 37. No score, under 10 minutes to play first quarter. Dunlap in the gun, claps. Carter Roth, the running back, goes into the flat, and here is second down. There's the snap. In trouble is Dunlap, and he gets sacked. At the 25-yard line, leading the charge was Ty Brown, the all-district linebacker. A flag is down at the line of scrimmage. At the moment, it's a big loss for Valley Catholic as they're all the way back to their 25, but we'll check the penalty. And it's signaled as a holding on Valley Catholic, which I would imagine would be declined, and it is. So it is now third and long for Valley Catholic as both defenses are getting good pushes so far.
St. Genevieve sent some heat, brought their one of their linebackers, the wide side linebacker that time, and Ty Brown, and he's able to get through there. It looked like untouched to make the sack.
So that backs them up and makes it a third down and 22. They need to get to the 47. They're at the 25. Dunlap in the gun, he takes the snap, rolls to the right, looking downfield, and again he's in trouble, gets away from one man, but can't get away from the second. Getting the sack that time for St. Genevieve was their big defensive lineman, Clayton Kreitler. And once again, a three and out drive, this time on the Warriors' side. And now the punter for Valley Catholic will be back there. And that is 10 back there to punt as he gets off a low snap, but he was able to drive it away just in time. Back to return the punt is Logan Trollinger at the 40-yard line to the 50 at midfield, skips away from one man and is knocked out of bounds in Valley Catholic territory at around, I believe, the 46-yard line.
Trollinger did a good job of feeling that ball on the first bounce or whatever and picked up and some nifty yards on that.
And so Trollinger gives his St. Genevieve squad good field position once more. St. Genevieve now into opposing territory. 8:45 to go first quarter and no first downs yet for either side. We're scoreless in the first quarter. Dunsey in the gun. Awaits the snap, takes the snap. He'll hand off to Darian Brown across the line of scrimmage to the 40. Skips away from one man. Juke to the 43-yard line and then finally wrapped down. Close to first down yardage. He'll be marked just a little shy. Right at that 36. They're looking to see whether or not it's past that marker. Head referee is looking at it.
That's close. Looks like from up here, I'd call it first down. Yep, they're going to measure.
They'll bring out the sticks. It's on the near sideline, and the first yard measurement sticks are way on the far side, so they'll take a look at it.
Boy, it's going to be very, very close.
A good run from Darian Brown, and finally a positive play for either side. It's all been losses or incomplete passes on offense, as both defensive units are standing tall so far. 8:16 to go first quarter as they bring the sticks out. Darian Brown was shy by just a few inches. So it'll be second and short for St. Genevieve at the Valley Catholic 36. As we thank a few sponsors, including Al's Auto Body and Glass in St. Genevieve, St. Genevieve Care Center, Red Roof Grooming in Bloomsdale, and Myers Shoe Store in St. Genevieve. seen early on the Dragons trying to establish the run game, and that time Darian Brown able to hang on to the football. Do you think that's really the key for the Dragons to try and get this offense going?
Yeah, just try and get things balanced, I think. Make somebody play honest. If they rely on the run too much, your defense going to put eight people in the box to stop, and if you're passing, they're going to back eight off in the secondary, and it's you got to always try and establish a little bit of balance.
Second and one, Chad Dunsey in the gun. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Brown, back to pass, airs it out towards the near sideline. Devin Bader catches it, and he is in for the touchdown. A long pass from Dunsey to Bader, and St. Genevieve Dragons are on the board first. It's 6-0 with 7:55 to go in the first quarter. From senior to senior as Dunsey and Bader connect for a 36-yard touchdown pass, and they'll try to knock on another for the PAT.
A little contact. I think Coach Nager's down there arguing that there was possible offensive pass interference, and there was contact between the D-back and the offensive receiver. Regardless, it's going in the books as 6 points.
Chad Dunsey with the kick, and he sends it through the uprights. The PAT good. St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic nothing. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on J98.
Wolk Insurance and Financial Services in St. Genevieve is working hard for you. We help customers like you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs. We have the knowledge and experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, life, business, and more. We've been a part of the community for over 40 years. Give our office a call at 573-883-7466, and we will be happy to answer any questions you might have. That's Wolk Insurance and Financial Services, and we're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 573-883-7466.
Seven nothing St. Genevieve Dragons with 7:55 to go in the first quarter, and the Dragons will now kick it away to the Valley Catholic Warriors from left to right. Head coach Judd Nagger for Valley Catholic really upset, as you mentioned, Bob, as that long touchdown pass seemed to involve a little bit of a push on either side. But here's the kickoff from Chad Dunsey. A low drive skips all the way to the 10-yard line. Carter Roth picks it up, goes to the 20, 25, 30, barrels over one man and is taken down at the 32-yard line, where Valley Catholic will set up their second drive of the game. But St. Genevieve with that first scoring drive, and a big one there, Bob.
Yes, it was. Like I said, they got that about a 10-yard run right prior to that. Instead of electing to pick up that first down, they pull her out and ran a nice little pass play down the right sideline and hooked up with Bader, and Bader was able to go in. And, like I said, a little contact between the two, kind of knocked both the players off. Fortunately for St. Genevieve, Bader was going the right direction, was able to haul that pass in.
Chase Dunlap's in the gun on first down. He hands off to Carter Roth, the senior running back, running to the right side on the edge and taken down. Grant Staffen came up from the safety position and held him to just a 1-yard gain. It's 2nd and 9. That drive recap brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits, and bonus pay. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Just a 1-yard pickup for Valley Catholic on that Carter Roth run, and they'll go with four wide once again, with one tight end attached to the right side. Dunlap alone in the gun. He takes the snap. Quick throw to Carter Roth on the slant. Complete. And then driven back immediately. Forward progress to the 43-yard line. A pickup of four.
Bryce Trollinger on that tackle made a good read. He was right there when the ball was caught.
Dunlap's first completion. One of two so far in the early going, as we're under 7 to play first quarter. Dragons up 7-0 on the Warriors. Here's 3rd down and 5. Valley Catholic with 3 wide to the right and 1 to the near side left. Dunlap in the gun. He takes the snap, rolls, and then a shovel pass inside. This is Kellen Bloom inside the tackles and very close to the first down. In fact, they gave it to him to the 43-yard line. And it's a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for Valley Catholic. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town, online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. 6-yard pickup for Kellen Bloom. And Dunlap now 2 of 3. Here he is on first down. He claps once and now looks to the sideline for the call. Same formation for Valley Catholic on that last drive with four wideouts. Takes a low snap, back to pass, pump fakes once, to the near sideline, he lets it go, and almost picked off by Brady Boyer as he tried to backtrack. He was the closest to it. The intended target was Grine. It's second down and 10.
Well, he kind of kept maximum protection that time. They only sent two receivers out on the routes.
Valley Catholic looking for some consistency on offense. They have their first down of the game underneath their belts. Now looking to drive down the field at their own 43, trailing by 7 with 6:15 to go first quarter. Dunlap in the gun. He takes the snap. Hands off Kellen Bloom. He can't get to the line of scrimmage as he runs right into those white jerseys. Leading the charge there was Kreitler as they back up the Warriors once more. A loss of 1 to make it 3rd and 11. Warriors 1 of 2 on third down conversions. They go with 4 wideouts, a balanced formation this time with 2 on either side. And Dunlap takes the snap, back to throw. Good hold and a good protection there. The pass down the middle of the field is intercepted. The Dragons pick it off, and there is the DB, Austin Kane, who makes the interception, and St. Genevieve with all the momentum now as they take the football away from the Warriors, and they'll have a drive starting at their own 31. What a job by Austin Kane, the junior, 5'10", 159. First year as a starter for him for St. Genevieve, and looks like a timeout was called as both teams will go to their respective sidelines.
It might. I didn't see who called that timeout. Did you, Andy? It might just be the official's timeout for a water break. Yep, there we go.
You're right.
Official's timeout.
And we'll take it with them, 30 seconds, and we'll be back on J98, St. Genevieve leading Valley Catholic 7-0.
Rosie Posies in St. Genevieve is your local neighborhood florist. At Rosie Posies, you'll step into the most beautiful little red house that will simply take your breath away. Browse jewelry, custom design items that make great gift giving, braided rugs, candles, and, well, the list goes on. Need direction with your wedding decor? Stop by Rosie Posies on 6th Street across from St. Genevieve School. The professionals that can help make your day memorable.
Officials time out there as both teams get a chance to get a sip of water, and now we're ready for action again. St. Genevieve up 7-0 on the Valley Catholic Warriors. Just picked off Chase Dunlap, who had 4 interceptions last week against St. Vincent to go along with 4 touchdown passes, but that was an issue last week for the Valley Catholic offense as Chase Dunlap has his first interception of the day here. Now Chad Dunsey takes the snap for the Dragons, hands off to Darian Brown, and he is wrapped up immediately. Good play there by Kellen Bloom, who gets into the backfield and wraps up Brown for a 2-yard loss.
St. Jen tried to run a little trap play there, and I think the back beat the trapping lineman to the hole, and as a result, Bloom was sitting right there in the hole waiting for him, so -2 on that one.
Backs him up to the 29 on 2nd and 12. Chad Dunsey gets the call from the sideline. He'll set up his offense with 3 wide to the near side right. That's Gegg, Bader, and Logan Trawinger bunched there. As Dunsey takes a high snap and rolls to the right looking to throw. He lets it go down the middle of the field. Trawinger's wide open. He makes the catch at the 40 and then taken down by the back of his jersey right at around the 38-yard line. What a pass from Chad Dunsey, his second long one of the day. Goes all the way to the 37 to Trawinger, and another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for St. Genevieve. That play went 44 yards, or 34, my beg your pardon, 70 yards through the air already for Chad Dunsey as he sets up first down and 10 from the Valley Catholic 37, 4.5 minutes to go. St. Genevieve with the ball up 7-0 on Valley Catholic. Dunsey takes a high snap again. Hands off to Darian Brown trying to get to the edge. Kellen Bloom there in the backfield to get him. He spins away but then is met by a bevy of Warriors and taken down for a loss. That'll back him up to the Valley Catholic 43, and it's a loss of six.
St. Genevieve ran a little counter trade to the right there where they pulled their two backside linemen, and the back follows them, but it just they didn't get a seal in there somewhere. Either didn't get cut off blocks or the kick out blocks, and as a result, Brown was met with a lot of blue jerseys on that one.
St. Genevieve looking to their sideline once more. They're taking a little more time getting the play in. Play clock down to 10 as they rush to the football. Second down and 16 from the Valley Catholic 43. Two on the play clock, one to snap it, and Dunsey gets it off. He's back to throw. He lets it go down the middle of the field, trying to find Devin Bader again, but just over his head, incomplete. Bounced at about the five-yard line, but Bader could not catch up to that one after making the touchdown catch earlier in this quarter.
Dunsey got rid of that ball just at the right time. Valley's defensive end coming off the right side over there. I think that was Grind coming off the corner over there. He nearly got to Dunsey before he got that ball off.
First team All-State, Ryan Grind as a cornerback. He'll line up against the slot receiver this time for St. Genevieve on third and 16. Dunsey in the gun. He takes the snap. He's rolling to the left side. Gets a block from Brown. Lets it go toward Logan Trollinger again. Just a little too far out in front. As again, he can't connect on the long pass. And it'll be fourth down and 16 for St. Genevieve at the 43-yard line. But a flag is down and looks like St. Genevieve had an ineligible man downfield. Valley Catholic will decline that penalty and keep it at fourth down for St. Gen. See how they set up here. I don't believe they put the punt unit on the field. Might think about going for this, but Chad Dunsey, obviously the punter, you never know for sure, and it looks like they will back up into punt formation. Carter Roth back to receive for Valley Catholic. See what Dunsey does here as he steps up at the 50-yard line. Dunsey takes the snap and he'll boot it. Whoa. It's off the side of his foot and goes out of bounds to the near sideline and downed at the 35-yard line.
Almost looked like he took his eye off the ball when he tried to quick kick that thing and just got a little bit of foot on it. And, you know, it's not like Valley has real good field position. They're starting on their own 35-yard line, but certainly, if he would have got his foot in the ball, it would have put him down inside the 20.
Just an 8-yard punt for Chad Dunsey. As Valley Catholic retakes the field with 3:14 to go first quarter. St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic nothing early on. 36-yard pass from Chad Dunsey to Devin Bader is the difference so far. Chase Dunlap at quarterback for Valley with a four wide set, three to the far side left, one to the near side right. He takes the snap and rolls right side. He'll run with it across the line of scrimmage to the 40, to the 45, and didn't quite get to the 45, in fact, down at the 44 where he's taken down a yard shy of the first down. Chase Dunlap had a good game running the football last week, 11 carries, 139 yards, and three scores. And on his first run of the game there, he picks up nine to make it second and one.
Yeah, he was pretty well their offense last week, passing-wise, over 300 yards, and on the ground, he pretty well carried him last week.
He claps his hands for the snap on second and one, hands off Carter Roth, snakes away from one man, and almost has the first down. He lunges ahead to the 45-yard line. I believe that will be enough for a Coldwell Banker Halsey first down as he's taken to the ground on the near sideline, and they'll give him the 45-and-a-half, which is good enough for the first. So Carter Roth with two carries and 3 yards so far. As they set up once more, 15 on the play clock on first down and 10, approaching 2 minutes to play first quarter. Both teams have shown balanced attacks so far with the run and the pass. As Dunlap claps his hands, he gives it to Roth once more, running left. This time he's being driven back and is run out of bounds and might be down for a loss Looks like he got behind the 45-yard line that time, so a loss of one for Carter Roth to make it second and 11. Dragons up 7-0 on the Warriors. And Chase Dunlap looking to the sideline for the call once more. The junior lines up his guys. Kellen Bloom will join him in the backfield, attached to the right, with four wideouts, two on either side. Dunlap in the gun. Claps once, claps twice, and takes the snap. They run the option to the right side. Dunlap running between the tackles now across the line of scrimmage and skips ahead to about the 46-yard line is what they'll give him.
St. Genevieve's really mixing it up. I don't know what's confusing Valley or not. They'll line up in a three-man front one time, and it'll bring one of the linebackers up back to four-man front, and you give a team a lot of different looks that can really be confusing at sometimes to the offensive line.
That was a gain of four, and that'll bring up a third and 7. Valley Catholic 1 of 3 on third down conversions in the early going with a minute and a half to play in the first. Dunlap lines up his men once more. Three wideouts this time. Kellen Bloom joining him in the backfield. He takes the snap, rolls left, looking to throw. Lets it go across his body to Ryan Grind on the near sideline. Complete as he goes out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. Good pitch and catch from Dunlap to Grind. Coldwell Banker holds the first down for the Warriors after the pickup of 21. Now Dunlap looks to the sideline again for the call as the Warriors are into St. Genevieve territory, I believe, for the first time today as they set up at the 27-yard line on first down. Back to pass is Dunlap. He's looking far sideline. He has Tyler Bloom, and it's there for the touchdown. What a throw from Chase Dunlap. 27-yard pass to Tyler Bloom, and Valley Catholic has their first touchdown of the game. It's 7-6 St. Genevieve, and Valley Catholic with a chance to tie it up with the PAT.
Looks like St. Genevieve might have a little bit of confusion in secondary that time because her receiver was wide open, made a good catch, and didn't take much effort to get into the end zone on that play.
Colton Nagger will be back to take this kick on the PAT. Owen Viox, the holder. It's a low snap, and Viox can't handle it. He's then taken down at the 25-yard line, and nice play on special teams for St. Genevieve's Austin Bullock as he gets on top of Owen Viox, and Valley Catholic unable to make good on the PAT, so it remains 7-6 Dragons with 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll set aside for 30 seconds on J98.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Valley Catholic Warriors ready to kick it off now, and they do. Colton Nagger, a high kick towards the near sideline. Grant Staffen picks it up at the 30 and gets away from one man to the 40, 45, and almost to midfield on that kickoff return. A nice job by Grant Staffen, the senior, to get close to midfield on that drive for St. Genevieve. Well, that's where they'll set up their next offensive drive. And Valley Catholic with their first points of the game, Bob, on a very nice drive of their own.
Yes, it did. I mean, they started out trying to run the ball against St. Genevieve. They ran about four plays in a row, picking up minimal yardage, and all of a sudden they hit two big ones to get a, make pay dirt into the end zone there. First one being a 21-yard pass, and then the touchdown was 27 yards. Unfortunately for them, they missed the extra point. So Valley scores again. You're probably going to be a little, probably be seeing them going for two.
St. Genevieve will pull up from their own 49-yard line. First and 10, 49 seconds to go, first quarter. Dunsey in the gun. He takes the snap. He'll run with it. Gets to the edge, across midfield, close to the 45, but not quite there as he's run out of bounds after a gain of 5 to the 46.
Little quarterback ice play. The back let him up to the hole, the block. It was kind of plugged up, so Dunsey bounced that one out to the right side. Picked up a few yards on that.
Dunsey, two carries so far for 3 yards. As he gets the call from Ken Weick on the sideline. 44 seconds to go in this first quarter. St. Genevieve with the one-point lead. Valley Catholic unable to get the PAT that time on the fumbled snap. Dunsey in the gun on second and five. He takes the snap, and he hands off to Darian Brown. Sheds a couple tacklers, but then met by another and only able to lunge forward for a couple yards on the carry to the Valley Catholic 44-yard line, a gain of two to make it third and three. Clock running with 23 seconds, 22 seconds left in the first. Dragons looking to the sideline. They don't have to snap the ball. The play clock with more seconds on it than the game clock, and they might just elect to let it go
kinda,
to the second quarter.
Kind of does look like that's what they're going to do, Andy. I think they're just kind of regroup on this third down play and talk it over on the sideline, and we'll return back in second quarter time.
Dragons take a one-point lead to the second quarter. We're back after this on J98.
Sarah's Ice Cream in St. Genevieve. You'll find all your old favorites like delicious ice cream treats or an old-fashioned soda. That's right, Sarah's Ice Cream serves luscious ice cream sodas, floats, malts, and shakes in hand-dipped cones. So make it a day in the quaint town of St. Genevieve and stop by Sarah's Ice Cream for a delicious ice cream treat, old-fashioned soda, and a little bit of nostalgia. That's Sarah's Ice Cream, located at 124 Merchant Street in historic St. Genevieve.
Back at Father John Dempsey Field in St. Genevieve, home of the Valley Catholic Warriors, who trail St. Genevieve by a score of 7-6 after one quarter of play. Let's thank a few of our sponsors, including MFA in St. Genevieve, Rosie's Posies in St. Genevieve, Sarah's Ice Cream in St. Genevieve, Klump's Custom Woodworking Incorporated in St. Gen, and also St. Gen Vet Clinic for sponsoring our broadcast today. St. Genevieve with the one-point lead, their touchdown on a long pass from Chad Dunsey to Devin Bader. Valley Catholic scored their only touchdown of the game so far on a long pass of their own. That was Chase Dunlap to Tyler Bloom. So the Dragons now moving from right to left in their white jerseys. This time it's Logan Gegg in the shotgun, but it's a direct snap to Darian Brown, who runs to the left edge and unable to get past the line of scrimmage. Darian Brown's still running, but he's being called down after maybe a gain of one. Actually, they'll mark him down at the line of scrimmage, so it'll remain third and three. There was a penalty marker down, and looks like it'll back up St. Genevieve. May have been a holding penalty. I didn't see the call from the white hat there for a second.
I don't know if, well, well, they may be saying we'll take them back and give us 10 yards better field position. It'll be third down over again if they will accept a penalty and give St. Gen an opportunity to make first down, whereas if they defer that or elect to refuse it, it'll be fourth down for St. Gen. But
okay, we got our winning numbers for the...
So they're still discussing all of the officials at the middle of the field what the call is about. The initial indication was that it was on St. Genevieve. I did not see the hand motion from the referee as to what penalty was called. There's 11:47 to go in the first half. St. Genevieve up 7-6 on Valley Catholic, and they still haven't broken up that huddle, the officials in the middle of the field.
Coach Nager seems to be upset, so obviously it looks like it could be going against Valley, or I don't know. Big conference going out there at midfield by the officials right now.
So still trying to sort it out. While they do, let's take a look at our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard from other games around the listening area. Jefferson Blue Jays up 14-7 on Roosevelt in the first quarter. Perryville 7, St. James nothing in the second quarter. As we now have some clarity on what the call is, and it is a hold on St. Genevieve. Don't know if they asked the sideline just yet for whether or not they want to accept or decline.
They're going to talk to the captain the way it looks. It's got to be the kids making the call. The captain needs to make that call out in the field.
And they will back them up
off, so
10 yards to make it third and 13 from the St. Genevieve 46. Other scores around the listening area on AM 800 KREI. North County has an 8-7 lead over Farmington, second quarter there. Portageville 13, Grandview nothing first quarter. And St. Vincent Indians are down 6-0 early on to Scott City in the first. That's a quick look at your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. It's now 3rd and 13 for the Dragons. They have Logan Gegg at quarterback in the shotgun once more with two men joining him in the backfield. Gegg takes the snap. He's back to pass. He lets it go as he's hit to Devin Bader, and he's able to make the grab with a man draped over him. What a catch from Devin Bader all the way to the 27-yard line of Valley Catholic.
Well, it's a catch, heck of a catch and a heck of a throw. Well, we talked about earlier, you mentioned on the onset of the game that you see Gegg in there. Chances are going to be a lot better for him running the ball, and all of a sudden he gets back, gets in there, and unloads a pass and picks up big yardage.
27-yard gain from Gegg to Bader, who has two big catches in this game so far. Two catches for more than 60 yards as Gegg is back in there. He's joined by Darian Brown and I believe Grant Staffen directly behind Gegg in the backfield, two wide to the right. Gegg takes the snap, option right side, pitches to Staffen, who's then wrapped up by Kellen Bloom in the backfield and taken down for a loss of at least 3 yards to about the 30-yard line. In fact, they'll back him up to the 31. That's a loss of four.
A loss of about four on the play. We got second 14.
Valley did a good job playing the option that time. One of their looked like their defensive end had the quarterback and the linebacker coming up on the outside. Took pitch man, and very good job by them.
Logan Gegg will be in the gun once more on second down and 14. He takes the snap, rolls right, lets it go toward the near sideline. He wanted Devin Bader, but this one's broken up this time. Good backtracking by the DB, Bryce Palmer, there on the breakup. And St. Genevieve will have a third down and 14 from the Valley Catholic 31. With 10:38 to go in the second quarter, St. Genevieve Dragons have a 7-6 lead. Logan Gegg in the gun again. This is a more spread out set for St. Genevieve. Four wide outs, in fact, five, as
it's like Logan, they're going empty backfield.
Logan Trollinger joins the wide out on the far side, right in the slot. Gegg and Logan in the backfield takes the snap, lets it go. He has Devin Bader again, but he falls down at the goal line. It was a little too far out in front, probably wouldn't have gotten to it anyway. But St. Genevieve once again trying to take the top off the defense, but unable to convert that time.
The grind slipped and fell, and Bader kept his feet. And had that ball been on the money, that would have been six for St. Genevieve again. But as it is, looks like, well, they're in kind of four down territory, being on 30 there.
So they'll either try to convert this long fourth down and 14, or they'll punt it away. Chad Dunsey is in the game, but it looks like he'll go out wide. And Logan Gegg will stay in there at quarterback. Fourth down and 14. Gegg with an empty set. He takes the snap, rolling left side. He's under pressure. Now goes to the right. Gegg now across the line of scrimmage. He'll keep it himself and got as many yards as he could before he's taken down after a four-yard gain. A late flag comes in the backfield. We'll see what this is about. But so far, it's a four-yard gain for Logan Gegg, which is not enough for the first.
And legal block in the back the way it looks, Andy.
See what the signal is from the head referee. He's asking the Valley Catholic sideline, and yes, it is a block in the back on the Dragons, which I believe they should decline if they want to get the football and start on offense once more with 10:21 to go in the first half. Judd Nagger is out on the field, still barking at the referee, asking what he's saying. Judd Nagger not happy. He's kind of waving his headset away at the referee crew, and seems to be some miscommunication between the referee and the Valley Catholic sideline, and now the head referee will jog over to the near sideline to talk with Judd Nagger. It's 7-6 St. Genevieve over Valley Catholic, and St. Gen just stopped on downs after getting it all the way to the Valley Catholic 27. And Judd Nagger again.
I don't know. I think there'd be a 15-yard penalty, illegal block in the back like that. And I don't know if Judd wanted to take St. Jen back. It would have been nearly 25 for him, fourth and 25. They thought maybe they could get more yards. It looks like they're going to go ahead and accept that penalty. They're marking off 15 the way it looks.
So on fourth and 14, Judd Nagger will elect to back up the Dragons. Or actually,
now they're calling it back.
Well, they don't know what they're doing. It just seems that they don't know whether they want to accept or decline. And Chase Dunlap had run out there initially, and he's out there now. So that would lead me to believe that they're ready to start on offense, but you never know.
I don't know why they put the ball. The forward progress of the run was up. He had gained four. Now it comes back. I don't know. Don't know what's going on other than Valley first down.
Yep, now the chains are moving. They had been set for St. Genevieve there for all that time, and now they will reset at the 30-yard line where Valley will start things off on their drive. Here's Dunlap in the gun. He takes the snap, running the option, pitches to Carter Roth. He has some
block in the back
pressure in the backfield and taken down by Grant Staffin for a loss of five. A flag came in from the near sideline. You'll see if that's a block in the back or not. And
I saw that happening, yes.
Yep.
A hold, they're calling it.
So they'll back up the Warriors either way. They'll actually decline this penalty and take the loss of yardage on that play, which backed up the Warriors to their own 26. Carter Roth backed up 4 yards at second and 14. Dunlap again, trying to lead his Warriors offense down the field once more, trailing by one with 10:15 to go first half. Five wideouts for Chase Dunlap alone in the gun. He takes the snap, looking to throw, and now he'll run it toward the near sideline, almost tripped up, and then taken out of bounds. A late flag comes in. This might be a late hit as Ty Brown was in the area for St. Genevieve, the linebacker. And looks like multiple penalties. There's one on the far sideline, too, on the Valley 20-yard line. So we'll see how the referees sort this out.
Well, more than likely, if it's two different penalties, we're going to replay that down.
I've seen a lot of penalties in three straight plays already.
Yeah, it's okay, we got illegal procedure. That's going to be offsetting penalties. Personal foul.
So during the play, they had an illegal formation or
dead ball foul.
And then after the play, Ty Brown gets called for the late hit. So they'll just
offset.
Redo the down on second and 14. Yep. Actually, they're backing up the Warriors, and then they're marching off the penalty for St. Genevieve. Apparently, since
it was a dead ball foul.
Yeah, after the play, and so now they mark off those yards. So it'll be spotted at the Valley Catholic 36, which makes them a much more manageable second down and four. So 5 yards for the procedure, 15 for the personal foul, and Valley Catholic ends up gaining yards on that situation. Five wide out set again for Chase Dunlap. He takes the snap on second and four, looking to throw. He airs it out toward the middle of the field. He has a man, but it's off his hands, incomplete. He wanted the wide out, Jaden Gegg. It was a little bit of a low throw. Gegg had to come back for it, but unable to connect with Dunlap there, and it's now third and four.
St. Jen's been playing at three-man front, daring Valley to run, and of course they haven't had a lot of success in doing so. Dunlap picked up a few yards running the ball, but they're making them throw it, which they're doing.
So now Chase Dunlap with that five wide out set once more, four on the far side left, and a hard count. They got the Dragons to jump, and this should be good enough for first down yardage. Looked like two guys on the right side of that defensive line jumped over the neutral zone, and that'll spot the ball at the 41-yard line of Valley Catholic and give them a Coldwell Banker Halsey first down. Sometimes the best plays are the ones you don't even run.
As long as you can keep the ball moving in the right direction, that's all that matters a lot of times.
Dunlap now with first down and 10 from his own 41. Five wideouts again. Claps twice and takes the snap. Quick throw this time to Carter Roth. It's complete at the 45. Racing toward midfield. Stiff arms a man and then dragged down on the far sideline. Ball is out. St. Genevieve says they had it. A flag flies in. And let's see who they give the football to on this play before we sort out the flag. Did St. Genevieve recover that football inbounds? They haven't signaled either way yet.
From their action over there, I would say they did recover the ball inbounds. I don't know if somebody had stepped out into the field, if that's what the penalty might be. I mean, they've got that two-yard neutral zone there. You need to be behind that. And if the official on that side noticed that during the play, you might have thrown the flag on St. Genevieve there.
Carter Roth was close to the first down there. He was taken down at about the 50. The ball then trickled to the 46-yard line of St. Genevieve, where they have spotted it down, but they haven't indicated whether it's St. Genevieve or Valley's ball.
Another discussion going on.
Boy, they've had a lot of discussing to do in the first half.
Well, they're trying to make sure they get everything right, and that's the best thing to do if there's any doubt is, of course, certainly to talk it over. A lot of times that'll irritate the coaches, though.
9:49 to go first half. St. Genevieve has the 7-6 lead over Valley Catholic in what's been a kooky game of sorts.
The second quarter really is, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of penalties and miscommunication.
Okay.
They'll say a penalty on St. Genevieve. I believe that's for illegal substitution.
Like I said, some of the Wonder Kids might have jumped off the onto the field from the sideline over there. Normally, if they're in that two-yard neutral zone there, you'll get a warning before there's any penalties issued like that.
Either way, it looks like Valley will keep the ball. The question is, where do they spot it? Does it give them first down yardage? Carter Roth was close. They'll mark off the penalty from the St. Genevieve 47 and put it on the 42.
First down?
Yep. So give Carter Roth a gain of 13 yards on that pass completion from Chase Dunlap. And now on first down and 10 from the St. Genevieve 42-yard line, Valley Catholic trying to get on the scoreboard to take the lead, down by 1 point. Dunlap claps twice and takes the snap, looking to throw, rolling to the right side, lets it go a long way down the near sideline. Ryan Grine is there. Tried to leap for the catch, but could not get there. He was triple covered. Devin Bader was the closest to him in coverage for the Dragons. Unable to connect on the long pass once more at second and 10.
You run that three-man front. It's kind of tough to get a three-on-five pass rush on the quarterback. But you've got eight people in the secondary, and it makes it a lot tougher to make the completions. That time there were three kids on the intended receiver.
So second and 10, ball placed on the left hash mark. Valley Catholic moving from left to right in their blue uniforms at home. 9:41 to go first half, and they're down by one. Quick pass to the right side on second and 10. It's complete to Tyler Bloom, who had the touchdown pass, and he rumbles his way to the St. Genevieve 30-yard line. Good enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down, and they'll spot him down just inside the 30 at the 29.
Little jailbreak screen there where lineman pull and block. The outside receiver comes inside. Ball's thrown behind the line of scrimmage, and your other wides on that side are able to block right off the snap of the ball, and it worked out very good for Valley that time.
Two catches, 40 yards for Tyler Bloom in the early going. And Valley Catholic with another productive drive.
It's our eighth play this drive, Andy.
And now they're looking to get some confusion here, but not looking to get confusion, but they have confusion. And Judd Nagger calls timeout from the near sideline. With 9:09 to go first quarter, and that gives us an opportunity to thank a few more sponsors, including Citizens Electric in Perryville, and also Farmers Insurance, Ryan Wolk, Dwayne Doza Auto Body, Marzuco Electric, Joe Curse Incorporated, and Remax Best Choice, all of St. Genevieve. St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6, 9:09 to go in period number 2. As Valley Catholic talks things over, trying to get one more score on this drive on the St. Genevieve 29-yard line. Early on, Chase Dunlap trying to get the passing game going. as he has completed six of his 11 passes with one touchdown so far and getting close to that 100-yard mark, but just at around 70 yards so far. And those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, connected to their customers since 1914.
This really seems like a long second quarter with all the penalties we had about middle of quarter, and well, actually the start of it because there's still 9 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, a lot of these offenses also like to slow things down a little bit. They throw the ball as much as they run. And so Chase Dunlap is in the gun with Tyler Bloom with a four wide set. He takes the snap on first down and flags up in the air and dropped to the ground. And that stops the play, and this might be on Valley Catholic.
Probably illegal procedure, yep.
That backs up the Warriors 5 yards. And makes it first down and 15. Valley Catholic had quite a few penalties last week against St. Vincent, 9 for around 85 yards. They're trying to clean it up this week. So they'll have first and 15 from the St. Gen 34 with 9:08 to go in the first half. Dunlap back, and he's under pressure. He lets it go to Tyler Bloom at the line of scrimmage. Sheds a tackle, gets across the original line of scrimmage to around the 26-yard line where they'll spot him down. And that's a good pickup after the penalty, an 8-yard pitch and catch.
It's another screen at Valley executed very well.
Dunlap with an 8-yard pass there. Kellen Bloom, 2 catches, 14 yards for him in the early going. Under 9 minutes to play first half. Clock is stopped for a moment here as the officials are still sorting something out. Ken Weick's all the way off his sideline on the playing field, talking with the line judge. Did they get another penalty? I don't see a flag on the field. There is one here
I think what Coach Weick's arguing about is the lineman released and blocked downfield. I think the ball was thrown downfield as well. No, it's going against St. John.
Roughing the passer on the Dragons. That's what Ken Weick was upset about, and that is a big one. That puts Valley Catholic all the way at the St. Genevieve 11-yard line. And now a glorious chance inside the red zone for the Warriors to take the lead as they're down by one to the St. Genevieve Dragons. I was wondering why that flag was thrown all the way down at the 50, and that's the reason why. Now here's Dunlap in the gun with Kellen Bloom with him in the backfield. He takes the snap, and he'll run with it. Trying to get the edge on the right side. Has wide receivers blocking out in front,
nice
but
tackle.
Then tripped up. Nice play by Darian Brown coming up from the secondary and taking down Dunlap for what I believe is a one-yard loss.
Nice open field tackle there. That time, Valley pulled everybody, pulled the backside people, pulled the frontside people, and Dunlap just kind of took off. It looked like a Green Bay sweep, so to speak.
8:20 to go in the first half. Valley Catholic inside the red zone at the 12-yard line with second and 11. Dunlap in the gun again, claps twice, takes the snap. He'll run again between the tackles this time. Across the 10, to the 5, bounces to the outside, barreling over men, and did he get in over the goal line? No signal just yet. They're looking to see where the football is as the officials come in toward the middle of the field, and they mark him just a little bit shy as a late flag comes in. This might be good enough for a first down, however, as the first down marker was placed at the 1. And that's right around where the ball is, but another flag to sort out.
From the reaction of St. Gen kids, it looks like it's going to be on St. Genevieve. There looked like there could have been some hitting after or piling on after the whistle. I don't know, regardless, it was awful close. So regardless of the penalty, it's not going to move it a whole heck of a lot closer to the goal line. Personal foul.
Personal foul on the Warriors.
Oh, St. Genevieve.
Offsetting. And so that will...
Wow.
Cancel out the play, and they'll bring it back to the 12-yard line.
Do it again.
And that's big. Probably helps out St. Genevieve a little bit more because it probably would have been first down.
Oh, yeah.
Or actually, no, they're going to keep the yardage from what Chase Dunlap had. I guess because it was after
dead,
the play.
Dead ball and foul, so, I guess.
Yep.
Andy.
And so it'll be first and goal from the one after Dunlap brought it all the way down after the 11-yard gain.
I think it'll be first and goal. I think it's second and or whatever. What do we got, a second and one or third and one?
Well, they gave him the first down after.
Okay.
Got the first down on the
play.
Here's a low snap to Chase Dunlap, who tried to run it up the middle, and he was able to pick up the football, but then taken down immediately. Ty Brown was in on the action for St. Genevieve to take down the quarterback, and that might have backed him up a yard to make it second and goal. I'll actually say no gain on that one, so Dunlap doesn't lose any yardage. Was able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Second and goal from the one. Once more for the Warriors. Down 7-6 to St. Genevieve. Approaching 7 minutes to play in the first half. They'll empty out the backfield with Dunlap alone in the gun. Four wide out set. Carter in motion to the left side. And some miscommunication in the backfield. Dunlap tried to run it up the middle. But St. Genevieve with a good push. Led by the DB, Austin Kane. He's there to wrap up the quarterback. And Valley Catholic now with third and goal from the four after the loss of three.
That looked like just a quarterback read. They put a man in motion, fake to him. The quarterback read it, and he saw a little seam, and he kept it. And St. Genevieve closed down that seam before he could get to the line of scrimmage.
Approaching 6.5 to play in the first half now as Valley Catholic having trouble punching this in on third and goal. Got 4 yards to the goal line this time. Chase Dunlap in the gun with Kellen Bloom to his right. Four wide out set. Roth in motion. They hand off to him. He now cuts it back up the middle and then taken down by the Dragons. A couple men there again. It was Kane and I believe the big D-tackle Isaac Boyd was in on the tackle as well. So now it's fourth and goal after a gain of one. They're at about the 3-yard line. What do you do?
If they had trouble running.
Under six to play, and looks like they'll keep the offense on the field. Down by one. Fourth and goal from the four. Dunlap claps twice, running the option. Now he'll throw it across the middle of the field, and it's broken up. They wanted Tyler Bloom, who appears to be shaken up. In fact, two players are down on the ground, one for Valley and one for St. Gen. As that pass was broken up, and St. Genevieve will take over on downs, but two players went down. Tyler Broom was one of them. He's now back up. Probably a little frustrated that he didn't make that catch, but a St. Genevieve player is down and in need of medical attention.
St. Genevieve played that very well. It looked like the Valley was kind of running a little, what you'd call a pick play, where inside receiver makes an out route, and the outside receiver comes in and cuts off of his block, trying to shield the D-back and man coverage like that. And St. Gen did a good job of weaving through and being able to break that up.
Still tending to the player who's down on the goal line, and it's
Austin Keene, I believe.
Yep, Austin Keene now up to his feet as the crowd applauds. A few trainers still checking him out there. He hasn't tried walking towards the sideline just yet, but good to see him up on his feet. Ken Weick off his sideline to check on his player also. Looks like he might have some trouble walking. They may be calling for some players on the sideline to come and help him walk. Appears to be maybe a leg injury as he's trying to work out. Might be that left leg that he's favoring. While they tend to him, we'll take a quick timeout as St. Genevieve will take over inside their own 5-yard line, up 7-6 on Valley Catholic on J98.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know? All that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
Well, an exciting football game so far. 5:40 to go in the first half of it. And St. Genevieve Dragons have a 7-6 lead over Valley Catholic as Austin Keene is being helped off the field now, was injured inside the end zone after breaking up that fourth down and four play for Valley Catholic. And Austin Keene appears to be favoring that left leg, getting some help from the trainers walking off the sideline. Keene, the 5'10", 159-pound junior, has made some big plays defensively in this game, and now his offense will take the field. Well, St. Genevieve has had good field position to start out, but this is the opposite of that, as they have to start underneath their five-yard line. We'll see what kind of offense they have here. It looks to be, or actually, Valley Catholic is keeping the ball. I thought that was fourth down.
I thought that was fourth down as well.
So here's another fourth down play. Here's Valley Catholic as Chase Dunlap is wrapped up at the five-yard line. And the Dragons are there to stop him once more. I could have sworn it was fourth down, Bob.
It was fourth down. I've got it down in the stat sheets here as being fourth down. And, you know, St. Jen did not seem overly exciting breaking up that to pass play because I had him down for running three running plays, and we discussed, well, what do you do?
Yeah.
This fourth down play, and they tried to pass. Obviously, if you can't stick it in and three from the one, you roll the dice maybe and try the pass, but I don't.
So the Dragons stop the Warriors on what we thought was fifth down, and they'll start at their own four-yard line as the offense retakes the field. Under 5.5 minutes to play. It is 7-6 St. Genevieve over Valley Catholic, and they'll have Logan Gegg behind shotgun in the backfield at quarterback once again, but not before a St. Genevieve timeout. Logan Gegg had the last few plays at quarterback for the Dragons on their last drive as they almost were able to get it in, but they turned it over on downs in Valley Catholic's territory. But they'll talk things over after taking their first time out of the game with 5:28 to go in the second quarter and a one-point lead over Valley Catholic. Well, Bob, not too many points, but you've seen these two teams drive down the field at times. They've been able to get in each other's territory, but the defenses are kind of employing a bend-not-break mentality.
Yeah, it's really – the momentum's kind of shifting back and forth. I mean, a few times St. Jen's kind of bent, like you said, but they'll stop Valley, obviously, down there in the one-yard line. That was a heck of a goal line stand for St. Genevieve, and Valley – you know, that might get their divers down. That ought to give St. Jen a little bit of wind in their sails coming out, but they've got their backs against the wall. So, you know, like we talked about from the onset of the game, this might be one of those whoever makes the least amount of mistakes throughout the rest of this ball game is going to come out on top. Right now, the bad snap on the extra point is one of the mistakes that's looming for Valley right now.
Yep, well, they also have an interception as well from Chase Dunlap, another one. It looms large. Here's a direct snap to the running back, Darian Brown, on first down and 10 from the 4. And Brown able to get past the 5-yard line and picks up a few. I believe they'll mark him down at the 7 for a gain of 3. Darian Brown, 6 carries so far out of the backfield for St. Genevieve and has only been able to manage 7 yards.
Neither side has been able to run the ball very well tonight.
Nope. Seems that the long passes down the field have helped. Yep. Most of these teams have gotten their yardage. Chad Dunsey is in the game, but he's out wide to the near sideline, and Logan Gegg is manning the quarterback position at the moment for the Dragons. They like to change up their look every once in a while. Gegg takes the snap. Looks like he's running with it, trying to go up the middle, but nowhere to run as that Valley Catholic front stops him dead in his tracks, and they may have backed him up a yard as well to the St. Genevieve 6 to make it a 3rd-and-8 play.
St. Gen tried to run in a little misdirection that time. Direct snapped with two running backs back there, and Valley just attacked it and did a good job. Good aggressive defense for him right there. Big down for St. Genevieve here.
And they have Chad Dunsey back at quarterback now with Darian Brown joining him in the backfield. 3 wideouts to the near side right. A tight end attached to the right. Dunsey with the snap. He will roll to the left side inside his own end zone. He has a man, Trollinger, but it's off his hands, incomplete. Appeared to be on target for Logan Trollinger, but he's unable to hang on. And St. Genevieve looks like they will punt it away deep in their own territory.
St. John's got to turn the ball back over on downs to Valley, and Valley still got a lot of time in the first half.
So Valley will get the ball back down by a point with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Chad Dunsey is back to punt with the ball spotted down at the six-yard line as St. Genevieve at the last minute gets another man onto the field. 4 seconds on the play clock. Now they get it off. Chad Dunsey with the punt. Backs up Ryan Grine to the 45 of St. Gen as he makes the catch and takes it across the 40. 35, near sideline, 30, 25, and then taken down at around the 26-yard line as a flag flies in from that near sideline. We'll see who this is on and whether it backs up the Warriors a little bit more after getting a nice return from Ryan Grine.
Returns like that usually kind of an indication, either a block in the back or a hold.
See what the white hat says.
Personal foul.
And they'll go against the Warriors, a personal foul. Backs them up 15 yards from the spot of that foul, and that pretty much negates the good return from Ryan Grine. He fielded it at about the 45 of St. Gen, but Valley Catholic will start this drive from the St. Genevieve 49. Still good field position, but they could have had much better.
Never indicated what exactly that personal foul was, but regardless, it's still back Valley up for 15 yards and starting out midfield for them.
3:47 to go in the first half. Valley Catholic down 7-6 to St. Genevieve. Dunlap alone in the gun with five wideouts. He takes the snap, a quick throw. It's deflected in the linebacking core. I think Ty Brown got the first paw to it. Intended target was Ryan Grine, but a good breakup by Brown on first down. Dunlap has thrown it much more often in this second quarter. 14 passes, but only 6 completions so far.
They said they're St. Jen's begging them or daring them to run at them, but when they have run, they haven't been real successful with it. And running against eight D-backs or passing against eight D-backs makes it kind of tough.
Chase Dunlap takes the snap on second down and 10. Back to throw. Good protection. Lets it go to Ryan Grine again. Does he hang on? No, at the last moment, the DB for St. Genevieve knocks it away as Ryan Grine tried to take down that pass, and it was Bryce Trollinger there on the coverage. What a play by Bryce to knock it out of the hands of Grine.
Actually, Bryce had that thing in his hands for about a step, and it came out of his.
Yeah. So Grine unable to bring that ball down, almost a big play for Valley Catholic, but instead they have third and 10 from the St. Genevieve 49, down by a point with 3:36 to go first half.
Hey, Dunlap has been on the money throwing the ball tonight. St. Jen's made a couple of real nice plays in the secondary to break up the passes.
Dunlap takes the snap again, back to throw. Quick throw to the middle of the field, complete to Grine across the 40-yard line, but maybe a little bit shy of first down yardage. That first down marker at about the 38, and they spot it just inside the 40, so it appears to be just 2 yards shy. Or maybe a long 1 yard.
St. Jim brought some heat that time, opened up the underneath, and anyhow, Valley did a good job of completing that pass on St. Jim. No linebackers in there, and inside receiver ran across where they had vacated, and nice completion, nice job by Valley that time.
So here's a fourth and a long one, a 5 wideout set again for the Warriors, and now timeout called before the snap. Judd Nagger wants to talk over this fourth and one a little bit more. With 2:52 to go in the first half. St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6. We'll be back in 30 seconds on J98.
Someone wise once observed, out of sight, out of mind, who was this person? Ironically, no one knows. Just someone who really could have used the UPS store. Where we can help you print everything your business needs. And we have a huge variety of paper stocks and finishing options. Every business has a story to tell. Want the world to know yours? No problem. United Problem Solvers at the UPS Store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Broadcasting live from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. You're listening to KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
St.
St. Genevieve Dragons 7, Valley Catholic Warriors 6 with 2:52 to go in the second quarter. Let's thank Fleeks Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington, New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge and Bonterre, and Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington for sponsoring our broadcast today. Big play here, 4th down and 1 for Valley Catholic at the St. Genevieve 40-and-a-half-yard line, or actually the 39-and-a-half, as Dunlap has 5 wideouts, 4 to the left, 1 to the right, claps twice and takes the snap. Looking for a quick pass, but instead he'll run it himself across the 40, has a first down to the 36-yard line, and that's a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for the Warriors as they extend their drive and convert a 4th-and-1. Run of 5 yards for Chase Dunlap. .240 and counting in this first half. And Valley Catholic trying to cut down this one-point deficit against St. Genevieve in this rivalry game. Dunlap takes the snap, and he'll run it to the left side again. Has good blockers out in front across the 35 to the 30. Gets away from one tackler and lunges ahead to the 25-yard line as a flag is down at about the 35, and this might be coming back. Good run by Chase Dunlap, but it might be all for naught. And it is a hold against the Warriors. So that'll back them up closer to midfield. And they'll spot the football down at the 46-yard line of St. Genevieve, and that makes it 1st and 20 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. St. Genevieve Dragons again with the one-point lead. And the Warriors' offense so far has been stifled.
St. James kind of backed their secondary off a little bit. They're willing to give that those short passes or whatever.
Dunlap in the gun once again, has a man in the backfield with him. And another timeout called. This is the final one of the half for Judd Nagger, and he takes it with 2:06 to go in the second quarter. So, again, they'll talk over this 1st and 20 as Judd Nagger's offense having more trouble, at least more trouble than they had in week one. But is there anything that St. Genevieve is showing defensively? You mentioned the secondary kind of backing off.
Well, I said they're daring Valley to run. They're playing a three-man front, which, you know, offensively you see that you can run a ball. But St. Gen's done a pretty good job of stifling Valley's running game. But, you know, they probably look at Valley did last week, and they picked St. Vincent's apart throwing over for over 300 yards. So, you know, they're backed off playing pass defense and makes it tough for Valley to throw. And, like I said, right now they're giving them the underneath stuff for the short gains. They're not going to give up the long ones that Valley's been successful on a few times. In fact, that's how they scored their first touchdown was on the long passes. So
now two teams are ready again. With 2:06 to go in the half, Valley Catholic down a point with 1st down and 20 in opposing territory. Dunlap takes the snap. Under pressure, rolling to the right side. Can't get away from the big Dragons chasing him down. And there for the sack is Tyler Jenkins, the defensive end for St. Genevieve, bringing down the Dragons quarterback Chase Dunlap. And they place the ball on the Valley Catholic side of midfield on a loss of about 3 yards. Or 4 yards, I should say. It's now 2nd and 24. So after the holding penalty and the sack, Warriors now at 2nd and 24 at midfield. Under a minute and a half to play. Dunlap takes the snap, looking to throw. A good protection this time. Down the middle of the field, it's deflected by the DBs and then falls incomplete. I believe it was Austin Keene who's back onto the field after that injury earlier, making the pass breakup once again, and it's now 3rd and 24 for Valley Catholic.
One of Keene's teammates looked like they ran into him, otherwise he would have had a pick the way it looked.
So now a 3rd and 24. Valley Catholic only 1 of 6 on 3rd down conversions. 1:19 to play in this first half. St. Genevieve holding on to a 1-point lead. Valley Catholic with the ball at midfield and a long way to go for this first down. They need to go to the St. Genevieve 26. 5 wide out set. Dunlap takes the snap and back to throw. Lets it go to the left side and almost hauled in by Bryce Palmer. He had to reach to his right. Was at the 40-yard line but couldn't haul in the pass. And it falls incomplete to make it 4th and long.
Almost a very nice catch.
Dunlap now 18 passes and only 7 completions so far. And it looks like they will punt this ball away. With 1:14 to go in the half, and St. Genevieve might have one more shot to drive down the field. Back to punt for the Warriors is Corey Stoll. He gets it off and getting it, but then dropping the punt is Logan Trollinger. Has to backtrack to the 10, skips away from a man, now to the 15, to the 20, cuts it back and lunges forward to the 24-yard line. Almost disaster for the Dragons, but Logan Trollinger able to make up for it and get a good return to the 24-yard line. 61 seconds left in the half. That's how much time St. Genevieve has to try and pad their one-point lead.
I kind of look for St. Gen, not the best field position, balls on about 25-yard line, but you've got to lead, although not very much at halftime, and it might be a little conservative here, seeing what they come out in.
Chad Dunsey will be the quarterback. He has 4 wideouts, 2 to either side, Darian Brown in the backfield directly behind him. 61 seconds left in the half, and Dunsey looks to the sideline for the call now after setting up. This is first down and 10 from the 24.
Valley's backing off a little bit right now.
Dunsey takes the snap. He airs it out to the right side. It's complete. And across to the first down and to the 40-yard line. He got it off quickly. And Devin Bader made the catch. They'll spot him down at the 37-yard line, or 38, I should say, as he went out of bounds. But that is a gain of 13 from Dunsey to Bader. It's been the popular connection in this game on St. Genevieve's side. And I'm not sure if Ken Wyke took a timeout. He's all the way out on the sideline. Maybe the official just saying to get back onto the sideline there or off the field.
I don't know what's going on over there. There's some kind of confusion somewhere.
The clock has stopped at 47 seconds left in the half. After the Dragons got that first down. And now they'll start play up once again. And looks like they reset the clock. They didn't stop the clock right away, so they'll put it back to 55 seconds. Dunsey still in at quarterback, has 4 wide receivers, 3 to the near side left. In the gun with Darian Brown in the backfield. He takes a snap, hands off to Brown, spins away from a tackle inside the line of scrimmage to the 40-yard line and spins his way to the 44. And Ken Wyke calls timeout immediately. They have one more remaining after Darian Brown took that ball for 6 yards. And it's a 2nd and 4 upcoming. After this timeout, we'll take a moment to thank a few more sponsors, including Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, the UPS Store in Festus, Comtree of Festus, Twin City Toyota and Herculaneum and Jefferson College in Hillsboro. After this, it's the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. You'll hear from Sean Malone and recap not only this game, but the other games that we have for you on regional radio. Farmington and North County on AM 800. Seckman and Windsor on AM 1400 and on MIMO Info Web TV. We've got the Herculaneum Black Cats and the Fredericktown Black Cats doing battle there. 46 seconds left in the half. St. Genevieve still on their own side of the field at the 44 with 2nd and 4. Dunsey in the gun with Darian Brown joining him in the backfield. 4 wide out set, 3 to the near side left as Dunsey is still looking for the signals on the sideline. 9 on the play clock, and now they get the call. Dunsey hunched over, ready for the snap. He takes it. Hands off to Brown. Spun down right away. Good play in the backfield by Jack Drury, the defensive tackle for Valley Catholic. Loss of 2 on the play. Brings up 3rd and 6. St. Genevieve not really in a hurry as the clock winds down to 24 seconds. Dunsey in the gun. He'll drop back and take the snap. Looking to throw. It's way over the head of Logan Trollinger. Almost in the area of Carter Roth, the sweeping safety there, who almost was in position to make the pick.
Looked like Carter was headed to that ball, I thought, Andy, but he was bearing down on St. Gen's receiver, was going to clean his clock, I believe, if he would have made that reception. But he would have... watching the ball.
There's also a flag down. They called holding on St. Genevieve. Will the Warriors take it?
It looks like it's going to be declined.
They will not. with 16 seconds left. It's fourth down, and looks like the Dragons have to punt it away.
Yep. Penalty stopped the clock.
And so Chad Dunsey will be back in punt formation now. Ryan Grind back to receive the punt for the Warriors. It's 7-6 St. Genevieve. They're trying to hold on to that lead before halftime. There's the snap. Dunsey gets it off just in the nick of time. It's angling towards the near sideline. Ryan Grind will let it bounce all the way to the 10, and not quite to the 10, in fact. It's down at the 11-yard line. Good punt from Chad Dunsey. 6 seconds remaining on the clock. I'd be surprised if Valley Catholic tries to do anything aggressive on this play.
No, I think it's kind of a no-brainer here, Andy. I'm going to see a foo-foo.
So only 6 seconds left, and first half almost done as Valley Catholic appears to be looking to just sit on this football for the final 6 seconds and go into the half down one. And a very back-and-forth game momentum-wise. It hasn't really shown on the scoreboard, though, as far as points. Only one touchdown apiece, and the difference is that botched snap on the PAT.
You know, Valley had that real long drive. They got into the one, and that might be one of those things that a coach always worries about coming back to haunt you by not scoring on that. But it's just been kind of back and forth momentum-wise, as you said.
And Dunlap takes a knee. That'll bring us to halftime. St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6 after 24 minutes of play as both teams will talk things over in the halftime locker room. Midwest Sports Center halftime show is coming up right after this on J98.
Help York feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as the swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall lessons begin the week of September 10th. Contact the YMCA at 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll update you on the scores from the teams in our entire listening area and get you the highlights from all of our broadcast action on J98, KJEP, KREI, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and a proud sponsor of high school football. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Hey, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you at halftime on KREI and on J98 as well. Some scores throughout the listening area. Grandview and Portageville at halftime. Grandview getting the first points of the season, but trail Portageville and the Bulldogs 26-6. Fox leading Lindbergh right now 14-7, and Festus over Sullivan 14-0. To your Coles Tractor and Equipment Web TV game of the week between the Herculaneum Blackcats and the Fredericktown Blackcats. Started off as a defensive struggle between the two teams before Fredericktown's Evan Burrows checked in at quarterback and found Noah Karokas for the first score of the game.
Left steps. Goes it across his body. He's got a man fighting forward to the end zone. Diving is in. Touchdown, Fredericktown. The first score of the game.
7-0 Fredericktown in the second. The defense would immediately follow up the offense with a big play, forcing an interception right as Herculaneum's offense finally started to click.
Pass again. Quick out. It's caught. And this ball is intercepted by Fredericktown just like that. I think it bounced off the receiver. And a turnover after two big plays.
Fredericktown notches the first turnover of the game and will take over.
The Fredericktown Blackcats, however, couldn't take advantage. They still hold the lead, though, 7-0 with the second half getting underway any moment now. Some other scores throughout the listening area. Perryville leads St. James at halftime, 14-12. On J98, it is St. Genevieve leading Valley Catholic, 7-6. On AM800 KREI, Farmington with a strong lead over North County, 35-8 at halftime right now. And when we return, we will break down the AM1400 KJF game of the week, where the Sekman Jaguars hold a 40-point advantage over the Windsor Owls. That's coming up after this here on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Steve, I understand there's a big factory authorized clearance sale going on right now.
That's right. It's the biggest sale of the year. We're blowing out all the 2018s, and we're also rolling, making room for the 2019s that are coming in. You name it, Rangers, Razors, Sportsmans, all the K&Ms, everything. Huge sale going on. Don't miss it. It's the best time of year to get one. At Midwest Sports Center, 124 Walker Road in Farmington.
Stop by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as the swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall lessons begin the week of September 10th. Contact the YMCA at 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you. Some scores throughout the listening area. See Scott City leading St. Vincent 18-7. And we have the Jefferson Blue Jays with a strong lead right now over Roosevelt. So they have a 29-19 lead. And St. Clair on top of Potosi at halftime 20-6. Let's turn to the KJF game now, where in the first quarter with 9-11 left, Dylan Hawk for the Sekman Jaguars got the boys on the board first with a 41-yard touchdown pass.
Second down and 10. Here's Dylan Hawk on the sweep from the near side to the far side across the 35. 30, breaks two tackles up the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5, crosses the goal line. And the Jaguars get a 41-yard touchdown run from Dylan Hawk at 6-0 Jags.
PAT good. Lead 7-0 Sekman over Windsor with 4:18 left. Blake Fitz handed it off to Drew Campbell with easy access to the end zone.
And in motion, Fritz from right to left. Easy handoff to Campbell right up the chute and crosses the goal line untouched. And the Jaguars now lead it 13-0 with 4:18 to play here in quarter number one.
PAT made it 14-0 Jaguars over the Owls. Into the second quarter we go, where Sekman's Jacob Reynolds tucked it in for 24 yards out.
Jaguars up two scores, a double reverse here. Hawk pitching it to Jacob Reynolds, who has the edge, crosses the 15, the 10, the 5, and the goal line. And another touchdown for the Jaguars. Trickeration for the blue and gold as they pick up a 24-yard score. The run
for Jacob Reynolds.
Another good extra point attempt was made for the Jaguars, making it 21-0. With the first half about to wrap up, Sekhmet wasn't done. Drew Campbell achieved his second touchdown of the evening with 4:38 remaining.
First down and goal from the 3 for the Jaguars. Dylan Hogg lined up as a receiver near side in the slot to the left. Jacob Reynolds, two guys wide on the right. Sekhmet going from right to left. Slot man from the right moves in to the left side, and the handoff to Drew Campbell. And Drew Campbell goes 3 yards forward and dives into the end zone for another Jaguar 6. That is Campbell's second touchdown run of the night.
28-0, Sekhmet with the extra point. A few minutes later, the Jaguars got the interception. Blake Fritz obtained his first touchdown reception of the night.
3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Lounsbury takes a snap, fakes the handoff middle, gets Fritz on the edge. Fritz bounces it outside, cuts it back inside, stays along the hashes, crosses that white chalk, which is the goal line, and another score for the Sekhmet Jaguars. A touchdown run of 12. Fritz, his first. It's 34-0, Sekhmet.
It would remain 34-0 following the PAT, no good. And just 15 seconds later, Sekhmet Jaguars quarterback Seth Lounsbury embarked on an 80-yard scamper for another score. That would make it 42-0 with 15 seconds remaining in the game. Extra point attempt was unsuccessful again. And at the half, one more time, it is 40-0, Sekhmet over Windsor. We'll return with more of the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show after this on Regional Radio.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. Hometown proud. No job's too big or small for a beautiful house. Hardware lumber, special orders too. Customer service, always here for you. Cabinets, windows, and more, and family owned. Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studios with you. Some scores throughout the listening area. We have Festus over Sullivan at 14-0 at the half right now. St. Charles West over Hillsborough in the third quarter, 27-0. And Farmington leading North County 35-8 in Bonterre. We'll break down the J98 game of the week before we go in-depth with the KREI game with North County and Farmington. St. Genevieve and Valley Catholic playing a close one on J98. St. Gen would strike first with Chad Dunsey finding Devin Bader on a 36-yard touchdown pass.
Second and one. Chad Dunsey in the gun. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Brown, back to pass, airs it out towards the near sideline. Devin Bader catches it, and he is in for the touchdown. A long pass from Dunsey to Bader, and St. Genevieve Dragons are on the board first. It's 6-0 with 7:55 to go in the first quarter.
The PAT would make it 7-0 Dragons as they would follow up the strong offensive possession with a strong defensive showing as Austin Kane would pick off junior quarterback Chase Dunlap.
Dunlap takes the snap, back to throw. Good hold and a good protection there. The pass down the middle of the field is intercepted. The Dragons pick it off, and there is the DB, Austin Kane. who makes the interception, and St. Genevieve with all the momentum now as they take the football away from the Warriors, and they'll have a drive starting at their own 31.
However, the turnover wouldn't keep Chase Dunlap down as he would bounce back and find Tyler Bloom for a 27-yard score.
Back to pass is Dunlap. He's looking far sideline. He has Tyler Bloom, and it's there for the touchdown. What a throw from Chase Dunlap. 27-yard pass to Tyler Bloom, and Valley Catholic has their first touchdown of the game at 7-6 St. Genevieve.
The PAT was no good, so the score would remain at 7-6 St. Genevieve, and that's where we are at halftime right now. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Back after this on Regional Radio.
Having trouble finding a reliable facility to maintain and repair your vehicles? ProCare Automotive Repair has the answer to all your automotive needs, whether you drive an import, domestic, or even a hybrid vehicle. Your vehicle will be in the hands of an ASC-certified technician at a AAA-approved auto repair facility, letting you drive away with confidence, not questions. At ProCare Automotive, when it's repaired once, it's repaired right. They have a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty to back it up. ProCare Automotive Repair in Bon Terre, 358-1112, or ProCareForYourCar.com.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Hey, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you. Some scores throughout the listening area. Melville leads DeSoto 29-16, and Berryville on top of St. James 14-12. Let's turn now to the KREI game between the North County Raiders and the Farmington Knights, the Heartwalk game. North County would draw first blood midway through the first quarter with a 32-yard run from Leighton Mallow.
Again, he's got Mallow to his left. Option play flips it to him. Mallow to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. He's got a block to the 5. North County from 32 yards out. The first time we've seen him run the option play. And Leighton Mallow gets his second touchdown of the year. North County leads 6-0 over Farmington at the 5:57 mark of the first quarter.
Raiders would convert on a two-point try to take an 8-0 lead over the Knights. It wasn't long, though, before Farmington jumped on the board with a 59-yard pass from Carson Sutton to Tyson Gray.
Third and four. Motion man is early. Sutton's back to pass. He's got Gray wide open. And when I say wide open, nobody was with 30 yards of him. And he goes straight down the middle of the field for a 59-yard touchdown catch. It was a blown coverage, and Farmington now on the board. It's an 8-6 lead for North County with the extra point upcoming. 4:10 remaining in the first quarter.
PAT good for the Knights. They come within one of the Raiders, trailing 8-7 with 4:10 left in the first. Moving on to the second quarter, Tyler Barber rushed it into the end zone from 2 yards out to give the Knights their first lead.
They hands it off to Barber, and Tyler Barber pounds his way into the end zone, and Farmington leads. A 2-yard touchdown run by Tyler Barber, and Farmington's on top. 13-8.
Make it 14-8 with the PAT. Up by 6, the Knights open their lead with a 5-yard touchdown pass from Carson Sutton to Rothman Harris.
Barber is the fullback, motion man Harris. And now it's going to be a bootleg pass over to the left side into the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown. Rothman Harris with his first offensive touchdown of his high school career.
PAT good, 21-8 the lead over North County for Farmington. Midway to the second we go, where Farmington continued to pull away with a 31-yard rush from Royce Harris.
Harris running from that fullback position, as we said, early the wing back to the left side. They give it to Royce. Royce busting through. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He needs one block to the 10, to the 5. Royce Harris to the end zone. A touchdown off the feet of the dynamic junior once again. And this time he goes 31 yards for a score.
And Royce wasn't done there, as he would score his second touchdown of the night just a few minutes later.
3rd and 7, counterplay. Royce Harris gets a block, and he's gone. Royce Harris to the 10, to the 5, touchdown. Royce Harris, this time from 20 yards out. The counterplay for the Knights, and the Farmington offense is up and rolling.
PAT good. The Knights lead 35-8 at halftime right now. That's it for the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. I'm Sean Malone. We'll step aside, and when we return, send it back to the field for second half action. Thanks for making us a part of your Friday evening. Back to the fields after this.
And welcome back on J98 as we're in St. Genevieve, and it's a good one as we're ready to start the final 24 minutes of play between the St. Genevieve Dragons and Valley Catholic Warriors. The Dragons with a 7-6 lead after the first half. These two teams trying to get their offenses going. Last week against their respective opponents, they combined for 68 points. But in the first half in this one, only 13 on the scoreboard. And Bob Stolzer, it's been back and forth, the momentum changing hands, and no one's really been able to get the upper hand.
No, you know, that first quarter, St. Genevieve moved the ball. Obviously, of course, they scored there. Same thing with Valley. Valley was passing the ball well, but I think both sides made some adjustments. St. Genevieve went from that four-man front to a three-man front, put another D-back back there, and that's helped them out immensely. Like I said, you run that three-man front, you're kind of daring Valley to run the ball, and Valley hasn't been able to successfully run the thing at them. You know, and Valley's defense has just put a lot of pressure on St. Genevieve afterwards, too, especially that second quarter. And it's like you alluded to, the first half, kind of a bend a little bit, break defenses, and you know, both of them, you know, they said Valley had that 13-14 play drive that they got down to the one where they didn't score. Like I said, that's one of the things that may or may not come back to haunt you when they have to come to the ball game. And St. Jen, the second quarter, just has been unable to move the ball very much either. So be interesting to see what adjustments they've made the second half and see what comes of it.
St. Genevieve won the toss. They elected to take the opening kickoff. Now they'll kick it off in the second half. Chad Dunsey to give the boot, and looks like the ball fell off the tee, so he'll reset it at the 40-yard line. Not a lot of offense on either side as far as yards are concerned, as Dunsey lets it go, and it's a long drive. Fielded at the 5 by Ryan Grind, takes it to the 10, 15, to the near sideline, 20, and then lowers his head and is tripped up at around the 23-yard line, where Valley Catholic will start things off. Total offense on both sides, Valley Catholic 102 yards, St. Genevieve 112, and the large majority of that is through the air, as both teams have combined for at least, or both teams have had at least 100 passing yards in that first half. And those stats are brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Chase Dunlap, the junior quarterback for Valley Catholic, in the gun on first down and 10 from his own 24. Hands it off on first down. It's Carter Roth running up the middle, and not a lot of room as he only is able to gain a couple of yards and lunges ahead to the 26. Carter Roth tried to get going in that first half but couldn't, had 5 carries for negative 1 yards. Now quickly, here's Valley Catholic on 2nd and 8. They set up quickly, and now they look to the sideline. 3 wide outs set, 2 to the left and 1 to the right. Carter Roth in the backfield with Chase Dunlap, and he gets the handoff again on 2nd and 8. This time, Isaac Boyd, the big defensive tackle, able to stop him for no gain. And it's back to the 26. It'll be 3rd and 8 for Valley.
Valley's trying to run a tight end set against that three-man front of St. Genevieve's. And Boyd made a good play there to thwart that. You got 5-on-3. We're trying to run the ball, and they're lined up again, their tight right here on that against that three-man front.
Dunlap was 8 of 18 throwing the ball in the first half. Here's a throwing situation on 3rd and 8. He gets it off to Ryan Grind on the left side on the slant. Tries to get the yards himself. Broke a couple tackles, but unable to get across. Or actually, he did. Right at around the 34-yard line where that first down marker is. They're moving the chains for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town. Online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. So Ryan Grind picks up 8 yards on that passing catch, and it's a first down to the Valley Catholic 36. 4 wide out set again, 3 to the far side left. Dunlap in the gun, takes the snap. He'll run it straight up the gut. Isaac Boyd there again to wrap up the quarterback and deny him for no gain. In fact, he may have lost a yard on the play. They'll spot him down at the 36 to make it second and 10.
Boyd and Kreitler both made a good play on that. Valley tried to run a little quarterback counter trade to the left side there, and Valley was unable to seal that off on that side. Boyd's a little tough character in that middle there.
Second team All-State last year. Chase Dunlap in the gun again on second and 10. Claps twice and hands it off. Carter Roth trying to run to the left side, trying to find a space to run through and doesn't. As he's wrapped up in the backfield, this time the linebacker Kobe Hatfield, the 5'8 junior, makes the tackle for loss, and it backs up the Warriors to their own 32-yard line, and it's a third and 12 upcoming. Warriors are 2-8 on third down conversions.
Valley came out, like I said, trying to use that tight end set, run the ball against that three-man front. They're lined up in a tight end set here again, but haven't been able to do so successfully the second half yet.
Dunlap takes the snap. He lets it go down the far sideline. It's almost intercepted, just in and out of the hands of Ty Brown in coverage. The linebacker was step for step with Carter Roth. Or correction, that was actually Austin Bullock in coverage, who almost came up with the pick. Either way, it's fourth down for Valley, and they'll punt it.
I mean, if he would have made that interception, would have been just as good as a long punt for St. Jen. We'll see if it might have worked out to the better for them.
It's Stoll back to punt. Corey Stoll for the Warriors. He lets it go. It's a good
nice
one.
Nice punt.
Backs up Logan Trollinger, and he'll let it bounce. He'll pick it up at his own 20, gets to the 25, tiptoeing the far sideline across the 30, and then taken out of bounds. Let's see where they mark him down. It's at the 32. Good return from Logan Trollinger after the nice punt by Corey Stoll. And now it's first down and 10 once again for St. Genevieve, their first offensive drive of the second half. 8:46 to go in this third quarter, and St. Genevieve has the 7-6 lead.
Hey, Justman's Valley made that first half. Didn't seem to work for the running game for them. Let's see if St. Genevieve made any, what adjustments they made, and if they're going to work for them offensively the second half here now.
Chad Dunsey in the gun at quarterback. Four wideouts. He takes the snap and hands off to the lone man in the backfield, Darian Brown, who is tripped up before getting to the line of scrimmage. I believe it was Colin Grass coming from the linebacker position to make the tackle for loss, and it's a two-yard loss for Darian Brown, who only had 11 yards on eight carries in that first half.
Well, neither team has been doing very good with their trap plays. That was what's called a little dart play there, where the backside tackle pulls and traps far side end, and it didn't work for St. Jen that time.
So it's second and 12. Two wideouts on either side. Dunsey will hand it off again to Darian Brown, trying to get the edge, and he is almost dragged down, able to scoot away from the tackle, and in trouble now as he's way back in the backfield and then finally brought down for a big loss. He is whistled down at the 23-yard line on a loss of 7. That'll make it third and 19 for the Dragons. They only converted one first down in that first half on third down. Approaching 7.5 minutes to play third quarter. Dunsey takes the snap. They'll hand it off again to Darian Brown. Gets across into the second level, across the 30, back to the original line of scrimmage, and got about 9 yards, but not nearly enough for the first down. Mark him down at the 32. So he lost all the yards on first and second down. He got them all back on third down, and it's a three-play, no-yard drive for St. Genevieve on their first possession of the second half. And Ryan Grine is back to field the punt for Valley Catholic. Chad Dunsey in punt formation for the Dragons. He gets the snap and boots it. Ryan Grine angling towards the near sideline. He'll let it bounce, and it trickles inside the 25-yard line. Dragons down it at the 24. So both teams have opening drives that end in punts. 6:45 to go. Third quarter, St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6. And again, Bob, I mean, both teams trying to establish the run. It's not working.
No. St. Jen obviously couldn't get anything going that time. Valley looked like they've kind of switched over to a three-man front. And it might have been the long down situation there that I noticed. But Valley came out, like I said, trying to run that tight end set against that three-man front, which kind of gives them the upper edge, should give them the upper edge as far as blocking up front. But they were unable to move the ball there again. So right now it looks like both offenses are kind of stalemated. Defenses are playing very well. So big play time. I mean, if somebody hits a big play, that could be big in the outcome of this ball game.
Yep, it'll probably come down to just who can make more of those. As we thank YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, and Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Officials time out as they allow both teams to get some hydration. A lot of two-way players on both sides, so that's definitely a good thing for both teams to make sure that they get some water in these humid conditions as we hit nightfall and the lights taking full effect at Father John Dempsey Field. Take a look at our weather forecast as well, as the first play of this second drive for Valley Catholic starts with a low snap, and it was a handoff to Carter Roth, who was met immediately in the backfield by the big defensive end. That was Tyler Jenkins coming up from his position.
Almost looked like Dunlap took a knee going down to get that low snap. They might have called him down before he handed off. Regardless, yeah, it's right there where he did hand it off.
And a five-yard loss. It's 78 degrees in St. Genevieve with mostly clear skies. And weather brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Here's second and 15. Dunlap takes it. He runs to the left side. Has room on the far sideline. Gets across the line of scrimmage, across the 30, or correction, the 20, and is down at about the 23-yard line. And that'll bring up third and 11 for the Warriors. Only 2 of 9 on third down conversions. St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6. Alongside Bob Stolzer, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Dunlap in the gun, a lot of motion in the backfield as they switch the receivers around. Three of them on the field there as Dunlap takes the snap, back to throw, rolling to the right side and has open running room across the 30 to the 35, and he probably got the first down there with his legs. Let's see where they mark him down out of bounds. Looks like it's about the 34-yard line.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but a block in the back on Valley Catholic, and that'll back him up. It negates the good run from Chase Dunlap.
It was a nice run by Dunlap. A couple of St. Jen players had shots at him at making a tackle, but he eluded them and got what looked to be the first down, but obviously the penalty is going to bring that back and redo it.
Yep, they'll bring it back to the 23-yard line. The penalty was downfield, so they'll mark it from the spot of the foul, and it's, again, third and 10 from about the 23. Need to get to the 33. Dunlap in the gun with two wideouts, correction, three, in the backfield with him is Roth. They'll run a screen to him on third down, has open field, complete to the 30, and taken down right after crossing the 30-yard line. He'll be shy this time as they spot it down at the 31, about 2 yards short on the 8-yard pass play. And Dunlap looks like he's going to come off the field, and they'll bring on the punter, Corey Stoll, once again. Valley Catholic again stalled on their drive. Nobody's back for St. Genevieve just yet as they're kind of bunched in, maybe expecting a fake. Corey Stoll takes it and he'll boot it back. They don't have anybody back. And it'll bounce at the 40-yard line, the punt, to the 35, and that's where the Warriors will down it. Under 5 minutes to play, 4:53 in fact. And St. Genevieve has the football once again and a one-point lead over Valley Catholic.
I don't know if St. Genevieve saw something, suspecting maybe a fake punt at that time. Now you get in a ball game where you're not moving the ball. It's time to maybe start trying to take a few risks, trick plays or something to get things going. And I don't know if St. Genis had a mix-up that time or if they kept 11 people up in the line of scrimmage to make sure it wasn't going to be a fake.
Either way, it's reasonable field position for the Warriors as they have, I believe, Logan Gegg. Or no, that's Logan Trollinger taking the snap, and he hands off to Darian Brown. Valley defense, though, is ready for it as they take Brown down in the backfield for a three-yard loss. Leading the charge was Jack Drury, the defensive tackle. And Darian Brown, another carry where he's wrapped up in the backfield, and it brings up second and 13. Dragons are at their own 32, up by a point over Valley Catholic, their crosstown rival. And again, it's Logan Trollinger in the gun for the Dragons. Darian Brown will take the direct snap, and again, the Warriors wrap him up in the backfield. Man, he just can't get any running room. Kellen Bloom this time was the first man there, and they back Darian Brown up another 3 yards. They spot him down at the 21. Or no, the 26-yard line. So they backed him up even more than 3 yards. That's a loss. Well, six.
St. Genevieve, their last two possessions, they've been going the wrong way.
And the second straight third and 19 that the Dragons have faced as Chad Dunsey is back at quarterback, has four wideouts, and Darian Brown joining him in the backfield to his right. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Dunsey takes the snap and hands off to Brown, runs right up the gut and picks up a couple as St. Jen again running it conservatively. Brown was taken down at about the 29 after a gain of 3. And again, the Dragons will punt it away. Only one first down for either side in this third quarter so far, as we are now under 3 minutes to play in it. Chad Dunsey back in punt formation. Ryan Grind to field the punt for the Warriors. And it may have been partially blocked as 69 got a hand to it, maybe. And Chad Dunsey's punt just gets past midfield and is down at about the 47-yard line. So Valley Catholic, much better field position this time as they start their third drive of the game. Good play by Colin Palmer to get the paw in there in the backfield on the punt. Again, as you mentioned, Bob, it's just probably going to come down to the big plays. Can Chase Dunlap try and find an open receiver and get it to him? He has four wideouts. And one man, Carter Roth, joining him to his right in the backfield. First down and 10 from the 47. He takes the high snap, rolls right side, looking to throw. And he'll let it go down the field. It's intercepted. Dragons pick it off for the second time against Chase Dunlap. And the man who picked it off is down on the ground. It's Devin Bader, and he appears to be shaken up. And Devin Bader just laying down on the ground. Valley Catholic training staff out to check out on him as he's closest there. And Bader, he's getting his left leg worked out. And maybe just cramping here as he's still.
Indication the way they're working on him is cramps.
Yep. Of course, hydration very key on this humid night. And Devin Bader making an excellent defensive play on that interception. The second pick thrown by Chase Dunlap, and already the sixth in two games for him.
Yeah, in a hot, humid night like this, as many kids are going both ways, it's almost surprising we're not seeing more cramps than what we are.
So they're still working out Devin Bader, who's still down with his back on the ground at the 34-yard line of St. Jen after making that interception. We'll thank a few sponsors, including Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville, Serenity Hospice Care, and also Potosi Lumber, sponsoring our broadcast today. Evan Bader still on the ground, has had a very nice game, a long touchdown catch of 36 yards. Offensively, he has three catches for 76 yards, and he's up on his feet, hobbling just a little bit, but appears to be okay. And he gets a nice ovation from the crowd. 2:38 to go in this third quarter, which is moving much faster than the second quarter did after all of those penalties that we had. And it's still 7-6 St. Genevieve over Valley Catholic. And the Dragons once again are taking over. They'll start at their own 34-yard line. It's been all running plays so far for the Dragons. And they haven't been too successful. They've had to face back-to-back third and 19s on their first two drives of the second half. Now the Dragons will bring in Logan Gegg as the quarterback with Darian Brown positioned behind him and four wideouts. Gegg in the gun, takes the snap, runs it right up the middle. Colin Grass there to meet him at the 35-yard line with a big hit. And he's taken down after a gain of about two.
So looks like Valley's kind of running man coverage on St. Jen's receivers, and our safety's playing what you would call a spy or something like that on Devin Brown. As soon as Devin Brown takes a step one way or another, he's coming up to meet him.
Logan Gegg will stay in at quarterback. Chad Dunsey is out wide to the near side. Gegg in the gun, 5 seconds on the play clock. Gegg calls for the snap and takes it. Runs it up the middle again. Shakes one man. A flag flies in as Gegg gets to about the 40-yard line. Gain of about three if it stands.
Look like a procedure penalty, possibly. Face mask.
Face mask on Valley Catholic. We'll back them up. And it's only a 5-yard face mask. It may be enough for first down yardage. It's right at that line at the 45, and they will give them,
it to them.
They will give the Coldwell Banker Holsey first down at the 45-yard line after that run from Logan Gegg. So Gegg stays in at quarterback with that same four-wide formation. Under 2 minutes to play, St. Genevieve with the ball and a one-point lead. Gegg takes a snap and runs up the middle again, across midfield, across that blue V for Valley, as he gets to the 48-yard line of the Warriors, call it the 47-and-a-half after a gain of seven. Well, three carries and 13 yards for Logan Gegg at quarterback, running it right down the chute on those last three plays. Now it looks like they might huddle up for this one as they get the call from the sideline. Gegg calling the shots once more as we approach a minute to play in the third quarter. He takes the snap and running with it again to the left side. Has the first down at the 40, 35, and then brought down from behind at about the 36-yard line of Valley Catholic. Another good run for Logan Gegg as he picks up 12 and another first down. St. Genevieve now finally getting the run yardage there, Bob.
They're starting to move the ball. They're running some ISO plays, snapping the ball to Gegg back there, and Lee blocking with the lead back, or the back that's back there with him. And that time he bounced on the outside and picked up some nice yardage on the left side there.
See if they keep it with Gegg at quarterback or if they go with Chad Dunsey to see if they can take the top off the defense. Still haven't got the play in as they reset the play clock as we're under a minute to play in the third. Gegg in the gun. Brown joining him in the backfield to the right. Four wideouts. First down and 10 from the Valley 36. Brown switches to the left side. Gegg takes the snap. Another run for the quarterback. He gets across the 30 and down at about the 26-yard line.
Again, in just a simple little isolation play. Back just takes off, leads quarterback up through the hole. And, you know, they're kind of nickel and diming them to death right now, picking up 5 yards at a whack. And, you know, if that's working for you, keep running it.
That was the final play of the third quarter. So the Dragons driving as we hit the end of the third, and they maintain their 7-6 lead over Valley Catholic into quarter number four. We have that next on J98.
Changes. Where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Broadcasting live from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. You're listening to KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6. During that quarter break, a large ovation from this Valley Catholic crowd as a member of the Valley Catholic coaching staff fired them up for this fourth quarter. It looks like it might just come down to who wants it more in this fourth to see who we're going to get as a winner here, Bob.
Yep, definite gut time, I tell you. Got 12 minutes to go here, and like you said, who wants it the most? St. Jen does have the lead, but 1 point's not a very big lead.
Logan Gegg at the quarterback position for St. Genevieve has done a nice job running the ball on this drive. He'll have run it again, and second down and 5, gets across the line of scrimmage, but then driven back. They'll give him about 3 yards on forward progress to the Valley Catholic 23-yard line, and that will bring up a third and about 2.
Or get got pounded that time.
Into the fourth quarter now, St. Genevieve driving, trying to get into the red zone for Valley. Up by a point. Logan Gegg in the shotgun again. A direct snap to Darian Brown as he runs right side. Kellen Bloom there to wrap him up in the backfield. Bloom was shot out of a cannon and took down Brown at about the 29. A big play on defense for the senior linebacker and a big fourth down upcoming for St. Genevieve. They're backed up to their 29 and they need the 21. See what they do on offense here. Chad Dunsey is down on the sideline getting the call. We'll see if they ask him to throw on a situation like this. It's now fourth down and 8. Valley Catholic crowd getting to their feet. Chad Dunsey will be the quarterback. Looks to be a passing situation as he's in the gun. He takes the snap, back to throw. Steps up in the pocket and now has running room, but slips as he is down at the 25, but downfield at about the 15-yard line, there's a flag down. Maybe a holding penalty on Valley Catholic that might give the Dragons an automatic first. We'll see. And it's holding on the Warriors. And so that will give St. Genevieve a push forward, up by a point with 10:14 to go in this ball game. They're discussing where to spot the football. Should be a 10-yard penalty from the previous line of scrimmage. No, they'll say from the spot of the foul, and they'll
still
put it down.
Give them a first down, though.
Yep. Put it down at the 16-yard line, and that's good enough for first down yardage. Big penalty there as they had Chad Dunsey stopped behind the first down marker on that fourth down play. But instead, the Dragons' drive continues with 10:14 to go in the game, and they're up 7-6 on Valley. Now here's a set. Logan Gegg under center. In the backfield, Isaac Boyd and Ty Brown. They pitch it to Darian Brown, and he's unable to get to the line of scrimmage, trying to run downhill. And another tackle for a loss as looks like they back him up a yard. 16 carries for Darian Brown and having trouble getting into plus yardage. Looks like they brought him back to the original line of scrimmage at 2nd and 10.
St. Jen's got what they call their big backfield in there right now, running 3 backs.
Ty Brown and Isaac Boyd there. Logan Gegg fakes the handoff, and now he's back to throw. Slings it out toward Grant Staff, and it's complete right at the first down marker at the 6-yard line. Is it enough for the first down? They say it is. Down at the 5.
Faked the power play, ran a little bootleg pass to Staffin on the backside, and worked pretty well.
So now it's 1st and goal from the 5 for St. Genevieve, up by 1. Logan Gegg now 2 of 4 throwing the football. Now here's that big set again on 1st and goal. They'll give it to Isaac Boyd, running to the left side. Boyd barreling toward the goal line, and he is in. A flag is down, though. We'll see if this holds up. as Isaac Boyd is into the end zone. But we'll check to see what the penalty is.
Where that flag's thrown, that's normally going to be called holding.
And it is.
Yes.
On the Dragons. Backs them up to the 15. With 9:13 to go in the game. In fact, they'll back them up even more than that at about the 17-yard line.
Against the Dragons, mark off 10, repeat first down. First and goal from the Warriors, 17-yard line.
So now it's first and goal, Dragons with the one-point lead, and they're at the 17-yard line after that holding penalty. Big swing there, and we've had a couple of swings on penalties back and forth. This St. Genevieve drive was extended on a holding penalty in the secondary on fourth down, and they're trying to punch it in again. Logan Gegg in the backfield. He fakes the handoff, back to throw. He'll let it go to the back of the end zone. Devin Bader, unable to make the catch. He was knocked down, and he is furious. He wanted a flag, but none comes as it's now second down and goal from the 17.
There was a little contact down inside the end zone, but I think it, from what I could see, it was all incidental contact, so no flag thrown there.
So Devin Bader back into his formation to see what the call's going to be. It's still a one-point game. St. Genevieve and Valley have been locked in this score since the first quarter. Both teams with one touchdown, but the difference is a missed PAT on a botched snap by Valley Catholic. Logan Gegg in the gun again on second and goal from the 17. He fakes the handoff, back to throw, under pressure, lets it go toward Darian Brown towards the near sideline, and it may have been picked off by Tyler Bloom, and it was. What a play by Tyler Bloom for Valley Catholic. He takes the football away down at the 4-yard line, and what a play for the Warriors as they take over.
Bloom read that play very well. That was a little throwback play. You fake to the running back. The running back goes away from the direction the quarterback's sprinting out. The quarterback stops. Throw back to the far side, but Bloom did read that very well and stepped in front of the ball and ended that drive for St. Genevieve.
Bloom now with a touchdown catch and an interception in the game, as he'll be on the field for this offensive drive on first down. Valley Catholic backed up all the way to their 5-yard line, having to go a long way with 9:01 to play. They're down by a point. Chase Dunlap in the gun with his heels on the goal line. He takes the snap and rolls to the left side, lets it go, has a man. It's Ryan Grime, but just overshot him by a few yards, and it's incomplete. Been a few misfires on plays like that from Chase Dunlap. For the most part, he has been accurate. A couple drops here and there, a couple of picks as well, but Dunlap struggling getting the completions in this one as it's second and 10 from his own 5. 8:55 to go in the fourth. St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6. Dunlap claps and takes the snap. Rolling left again. Back to throw. Has a man this time. It's Bryce Palmer, complete. Almost to the 20-yard line. He is forced out of bounds by Brady Boyer, but he has enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down to the 19-yard line. A gain of 14. Nice quick play for Chase Dunlap to get some momentum underneath him, Bob.
Valley went to the short man at the time. Like I said, St. Jen's giving them quite a bit of cushion in their secondary, so they elected to go to the short route that time.
Dunlap takes the snap again, rolling right side, looking to throw, but now tries to get running room, and a good tackle
nice
on the leap. That was Tyler Jenkins with the tackle for loss. A little shaken up on the play, though, as he's slow to get up. And
yeah, heck of a job. It was kind of a diving last-minute catch, but it was a good play by Jenkins that time.
He hobbles off the field and will get some medical attention, probably some more cramping issues, as both teams will go to their sideline, and there will be another official's timeout so players can get a sip of water. And it'll be second down and 11 from the Warriors' 18-yard line after that loss of one for Chase Dunlap. And we'll take the opportunity to thank Bryant Restoration in Farmington and Papa Bluff, Little Caesars Pizza in Herculaneum, Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, and also Mario's Italia in Farmington for, once again, as they do every week, providing our pregame meals. Always a great way to start off your Friday night football evening. 8:31 to go in this fourth quarter. St. Genevieve with the one-point lead over Valley Catholic. And Valley has the football on their own 18-yard line, second and 11 upcoming. Dunlap alone in the backfield with five wideouts, four to the near side left. Dunlap takes the snap. Quick throw to the left side. Complete to Ryan Grine. Running down the chute now across the 25 to the 30 and then tripped up. He lost the football. Do they call him down? They are saying that he was down before he lost the football, and they will mark it at the 32, it appears. He has a first down.
Ran a little jailbreak screen they ran earlier on and had some success with, where the outside man comes in underneath. Lineman just release, get downfield and blocked. Nice run.
And a 14-yard completion. As the Warriors have their second first down of this drive, which started at their own 5-yard line. Trying to take the lead, down by a point to the Dragons. They have first and 10 from their own 32. Dunlap in the gun. A bunch set this time as Dunlap hands it off to Carter Roth, running to the left edge. Needs another block, doesn't get it. Shooting into the backfield was Bryce Trollinger to make the tackle for a loss. And Roth is down at the 30-yard line on a loss of two. Again, it seems that these two offenses have found more success throwing the football. For the most part, the runs haven't worked, save for the last drive by St. Genevieve when they had Logan Gegg running at quarterback. But again, Carter Roth stuffed, and his last three carries have been for negative yardage. Second down and 12 from the Valley Catholic 30. Dunlap claps twice, takes the snap, rolling right side, throws it toward the near sideline, far sideline, in fact, as it's complete to Tyler Bloom, and he takes it out of bounds, just shy of the first down. They mark it at the Valley 39, and that will bring up a third and three. 9-yard pass from Dunlap to Bloom. And Dunlap has completed each of his last three passes. Hadn't done that since the first half. We're under 7 minutes to play. Valley Catholic still with the football. They're facing a third and three. Dunlap in the gun. Waiting for the snap, and now he'll look to his sideline for the play call. And they won't get it as timeout is called on the sideline. Judd Nagger wants to talk things over on the Valley Catholic side. With 6:34 to go in this ball game, 7-6, St. Genevieve with the lead. Valley Catholic with the football. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on J98.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's 7-6 St. Genevieve over Valley Catholic here in St. Genevieve with 6:34 to go in the game as we check some other scores on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Farmington over North County 41-16, a bit of an eye-opener there on AM 800 KREI. Perryville has a 21-12 lead over St. James in the fourth quarter as it's now back to game action here in St. Genevieve. Third down and three. Dunlap's throw to the near sideline off the hands of Bryce Palmer. He's unable to catch it. And it's incomplete to bring up fourth down. Some other scores around the listening area. Jefferson all over Roosevelt, 43-19. Hillsborough trailing St. Charles West, 30-14. In fact, that's a final. St. Charles West defeating the Hillsborough Hawks, 30-14. Scott City over St. Vincent, 32-14. St. Clair over Potosi in the fourth quarter, 30-13. And one more for you, our Parkland Health Mart Web TV game has the Fredericktown Black Hats leading the Herculaneum Black Hats 20-12 in the fourth quarter. Valley Catholic Warriors are in punt formation, a flag down before the snap. We'll see who this is on, and they say illegal substitution, it appears, on Valley, backing them up five more yards. So they'll punt it from their own 34 this time. Back to punt is Corey Stoll. Back to return the punt for St. Genevieve, Darian Brown. Stoll comes in a few steps, awaiting the snap. He gets it, and it's blocked! What a job by the St. Genevieve special teams, and they recover it at the Valley Catholic 24-yard line. What a play! And there for the block was Clayton Kreitler. An incredible job by the senior. And the Dragons can add to their lead with great field position. They're at the Valley 24 with 6:24 to go in the game.
Again, any of the mistakes. It's a big mistake by Valley there. See if St. Genevieve can capitalize on it.
Logan Gegg found some success running the football on that last drive. He's in the gun again with Darian Brown joining him in the backfield in a four-wide set. First and 10 from the Valley 24. He runs with it after taking the snap, and he lunges forward for a gain of a few. They gave him three to make it second down and seven at the 21.
St. Jen's going back to the quarterback isolation plays.
Second down and about seven as St. Genevieve knocking on the door once again. Up by a point, under 6 minutes to play. Gegg back to throw this time. Airs it out toward Bader. And a little bit of contact as he's taken to the ground. Again, he's not happy with there not being a flag on the play as he tried to come back to the underthrown pass. But it's incomplete to bring up third and about seven. Gegg has been incomplete on his last three passes, including a pick. 5:42 to go, fourth quarter. Dragons with the ball and a one-point lead at the Valley 21. Gegg in the gun again with three wideouts. Brown in the backfield with him to his right. He takes the snap. It's a direct pass to Brown, in fact, and he gets hit hard by Tyler Bloom coming up from the secondary, and it's again no yards on the play for Darian Brown, and it's now fourth and seven with 5.5 to go. Looks like the Dragons will go for this on fourth and seven. Logan Gegg will stay in at quarterback. Chad Dunsey out wide to the far side left. Clock rolling to 5 minutes now. Logan Gegg still hasn't taken the snap. Five on the play clock. Now he takes it. Fakes the handoff, rolling right side, lets it go down the field just underneath and incomplete to Logan Trollinger, the intended receiver. Another turnover on downs, and Valley Catholic will take over at their own 21 with 4:54 to go. In quarter number four, they're down by a point.
Valley's field position's been terrible. St. Genevieve can't take advantage of the good field position.
There's too many mistakes on both sides.
Yes, exactly.
So again, Chase Dunlap takes the field. The junior was an offensive machine last week against St. Vincent, but neutralized so far today. Has five wideouts. He takes the snap and is back to throw. Has an option short, but instead he'll go to the long pass. Carter Roth down the field. Ooh. Off his hands, incomplete. It fell through the hands of Austin Keene, who again is on the ground and appears to be shaken up for the second time today. But Carter Roth probably wasn't even expecting that ball to get to him as it fell through the hands of Keene, and he is again on his back, shaken up.
Again, it's like cramps again.
Yeah. On this humid night, hydration, a very key aspect of staying on the field today and Keene having his left leg worked out after that cramp.
Still an awful lot of people. You look around the stadium, too deep around the wire or rope surrounding the field. Stands are full. Everybody's sticking around to see what the outcome of this thing is going to be. Like I said, either team is one big play away from possibly icing this thing, which that time was almost a big play for Valley.
Both teams have gone back and forth on the field. They put together long drives, but just haven't been able to punch it in. One touchdown apiece. Both came on long passes from quarterback Dunsey for St. Jen and Dunlap for Valley. The difference so far, that fumbled snap on the PAT for Valley Catholic as they were unable to tie the score in the first quarter. And we haven't had any scoring since then. They're still working out the left leg of Austin Keene as both sidelines are down to a knee as they talk things over. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with the rest of the fourth quarter. 4:48 remaining, St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6 on J98.
Make your backyard nice for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
We're back in St. Genevieve as Austin Keene was able to walk off the field for the Dragons after cramping up there on the field. So now it's 2nd and 10 for Valley Catholic. They're down 7-6 to St. Genevieve. It's 2nd down from their own 21. Taking the snap, Dunlap back to throw to the right side. He pump fakes, lets it go toward Ryan Grine. Nope, that's Bloom, but he can't hold on to the catch. It was just a little bit to his left and incomplete. So twice Dunlap has tried to throw down the field, but again, unable to connect with one of his receivers, and it's now 3rd and 10.
That second time Valley's gotten behind St. Jen's D-backs and just haven't clicked. That was what you might deem a catchable ball, but unfortunately those things aren't easy to make, and come up 3rd and 10 right now.
13 for 28 on pass attempts as Dunlap in this game so far with 4:41 to go, and his team facing a 3rd and 10 from their own 21, down by a point. Dunlap in the gun with three wideouts, one moving to the slot on the left side. He takes the snap, rolling to the left, looking for a man downfield. Now he tucks and runs and gets across the line of scrimmage, but not much more, as there for the tackle was the linebacker, Ty Brown. And
so Jenkins was in on that too, made a good job of containment.
Only about a half-yard gain for Dunlap, and it's now 4th and 9. With 4:18 and counting on the clock, and Valley Catholic really doesn't have much of a chance but choice but to go for it. They have to keep this football. Now getting closer to 4 minutes now as the clock is still rolling, and they set up with a five wide set again, forward to the far side left. Dunlap takes the snap. He lets it go down the middle of the field. It's caught and then dropped by Kellen Bloom. He had it in his hands but then was hit immediately after making the catch and then dropped it on the ground. And they say incomplete. Turnover on down. St. Genevieve will have the football at the Valley Catholic 21 and 3:51 to play. They have a one-point lead.
Again, the field position thing. Valley has had no field position this half. St. Jen's had very good field position. They drove the ball down their maybe their second to last possession or whatever, got it down on this end of the field, and basically this whole fourth quarter has been played on that end of the football field, scoreboard end.
Looks like the Dragons will bring out their big backfield set, Ty Brown and Isaac Boyd in the huddle. And Logan Gegg will be the quarterback as he gets the call from the sideline and joins the huddle now. Can they bleed out the rest of this 3:51 and get a big win in this crosstown rivalry? They've lost the last five games against Valley Catholic. Can the Dragons hang on to this one? Gegg takes the snap, tosses to Darian Brown. Mm. Then he's tripped up at the 20-yard line, ahead to the 17, but another flag. And another guy cramping on the ground. This is a hold on the Dragons that'll back him up.
Man. Shooting themselves in the foot.
So many penalties, I haven't even kept track. And the Dragons will now have to set up at the 32-yard line of Valley to make it second and 21.
First and 21?
Or first and 21, I beg your pardon. And again, they're tending to a player on the field who's cramping up, and that's a Valley player working on his left leg, just stretching out that calf, which I'm sure is cramped up at the moment.
Some of St. Jen kids in the huddle are cramping up now.
I think we're about to start cramping up. We've seen so many of them. 3:47 to go as St. Genevieve has a one-point lead. And both teams going to go to their sidelines and talk things over. We've just seen, again, we've mentioned it over and over, a bend-not-break mentality for the defenses. And both teams have made big plays. They've picked off some passes. They've tried to knock the ball out of somebody's hands, and some good pass breakups on both sides. It seems the defense has been the star tonight.
You meet a lot of coaches sitting around later tonight saying, if we would have did this or if that would have happened. You know, it's always a game of ifs, but there's been some close plays. You know, it's like Valley's last offensive series.
Yeah.
Those two passes, I thought they were going to be completed.
It was Carter Roth, the man who was down on the field cramping up. He hobbles to the sideline now. And that's a guy that you really want on the field if you're Valley. So
yep.
You hope that he can come back for the next play. After this first and 21, following the holding penalty by St. Genevieve. 3:47 to go, fourth quarter. Dragons with a 7-6 lead over Valley Catholic. Again, the Warriors have won each of these last five games in this crosstown rivalry. St. Genevieve trying to end that streak. Logan Gegg under center with Boyd, Brown, and Brown behind him. He'll toss to Darian Brown, getting chased down by the linebackers and taken down in the backfield again. That time for the Warriors, it was Cody Bosler with the tackle for loss.
St. Jen is going the wrong way once again. Eli had down there good, very good field position, but
another 5-yard loss for the Dragons on a Darian Brown carry. He has not had the same success that he had last week. He had over 160 yards running against Dexter, but has not found the same success against this Valley Catholic defense tonight. Another big set on second down and 27, approaching 3 minutes to play. Gegg under center. He'll hand off to Isaac Boyd, the big D tackle, who barrels forward for a gain of a couple of yards to the Valley Catholic 36.
Valley right now is putting eight guys up in the box, which against power running double tight power backfield like that, you kind of have no option to do so, and Valley is stopping them. And another cramp.
Another guy down on the field. I believe that's Kyle Roth, the defensive end for the Warriors, 5'10", 200-pound junior. That gave him a push of 3 yards to bring up third down and 24 for the Dragons. 2:51 to play. And Roth up to his feet. So Valley Catholic with an opportunity to get their hands on the football again. They can stop the Dragons on downs once more. A third and long upcoming for St. Genevieve. Logan Gegg runs back into the huddle with the call. And again, it's this big package for the Dragons. Isaac Boyd, the fullback. Ty Brown also in the fullback position. And Darian Brown, the H-back behind everybody.
St. Jen's trying to bleed the clock here a little bit. But
they will. It's a toss to Darian Brown. He gets the edge to the 30, 25, 20, close to the first down, and they gave it to him. What a run from Darian Brown as he breaks it loose and is into the red zone. A big Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for the Dragons.
I don't think he got to the first down.
Oh, that's right. He
was back
yeah.
so back so far, looking at the wrong one. Look like it.
Yep, you got me there. 18-yard line, it's on it. But it's still a good run for Brown,
yes,
and a much more manageable fourth down and eight from the 18. 2:27 left. That was a gain of 16 yards by Brown, making up for a lot of the lost yardage earlier. Here is fourth and eight, Gegg under center, and he gets the Valley defense to jump.
It's going to move him up to fourth and three.
So the defensive line for the Warriors unable to stay put on the snap count. And as you mentioned, Bob, a fourth and three now after the offside penalty. Logan Gegg now into the game again, and he'll quarterback this team on fourth and three, under 2.5 to play in the game. St. Genevieve on the 13-yard line of Valley Catholic. A toss to the outside. Darian Brown gets the left edge again. 10-5. He lost the football before getting to the goal line. Did that fall through the end zone? Where did he go out of bounds? And did he go out of bounds before he lost control of the football?
We've got an officials conference again here.
Uh-oh. And Valley Catholic is celebrating now. It's a touchback. Darian Brown fumbled the football. It went through the end zone. And that's a big boost for the Warriors. They'll take over at their own 20-yard line after the Darian Brown fumble through the end zone.
A lot of time left on the clock yet.
He almost had... He definitely had the first down, almost had a touchdown, Darian Brown.
I thought he was going in, but I don't know if one of Valley's players hit the ball or how that fumble actually occurred so far away over in that far side of the football field. But regardless, Valley's got first down, 10 on 20, their own 20-yard line.
And 2:21 left. They're down by one. Chase Dunlap, trying to lead his team down the field for a game-winning drive, has five wideouts, and it should be all passes for the rest of the way. We'll see what Valley Catholic has in store for this final 2:21. First down and 10 from the 20. Dunlap takes the snap. Quick pass. Ryan Grind complete across the line of scrimmage to the 25. Then taken down by a number of Dragon tacklers at about the 28-yard line.
Again, that jailbreak screen that they've had a lot of success on tonight.
And Grine with his fourth catch of the game. And he's got about 37 yards now. Second down and two for Chase Dunlap and the Warriors. Under 2 minutes to play. Warriors down by a point. They need to get down the field here. Dunlap back to throw after taking the snap. Completes it. Down the field to Carter Roth. Back into the game after cramping up across the 35 to the 36, and it's a first down. They'll spot it down at the 37. 9-yard pickup. Now at a minute and a half to play as the clock rolls. Chase Dunlap in the gun. Five wideouts again. He takes the snap. Back to throw. Good protection. Lets it go to the near sideline and to the middle of the field. It's batted up in the air and incomplete. Brady Boyer was there in coverage. Intended target was Grine. It's second and 10. A minute 18 left. St. Genevieve 7, Valley Catholic 6. Warriors will change out personnel on the O-line, it appears, and looks like there was a penalty down. I'm not seeing where it was, but it's going to back up the Warriors, and it is a holding penalty. They'll now set it up at the 28-yard line of Valley, and that's a big one.
It should be first and 20.
Yep. It should be first and 20. They have two up there. Back to throw is Dunlap, and he is sacked. What a play.
Holy cow.
Caleb Roth shooting from the defensive end position, and he brings down Chase Dunlap at his own 15. A minute 9 to play. Valley Catholic calls timeout. And a big third down upcoming. They've got to go a long way.
You know, I don't understand how it got to be third down or whatever. Do you?
I don't either. I don't either. If it was a holding penalty, then it should have.
Just, we've been confused a couple times up
here
tonight.
We sure
downs.
Have. They still haven't changed that down marker on the far sideline. As we have 69 seconds to go, and St. Genevieve trying to hang on to their one-point lead to the very end.
And long way to go for first down.
Yeah, Valley Catholic going to have at least 30 yards to go. Warriors with their backs against the wall, down by a point, and have to get all the way to the 47-yard line for a first down. They're at their own 17. Third down and 30. Dunlap claps twice and takes the snap. Quick throw to the outlet, and it's to Grind, and he pitches it backwards to Roth, who then gets out of bounds smartly at around the 30-yard line.
He'll hook and trail play. You could see that coming. Nice little game, but they still got a ways to go for the first down.
That was a pickup of about 12 yards, and they still have 18 to go.
Fourth down. Big. There's a game right here, Andy.
A minute 3 to play. Fourth down and 18. Dunlap in the gun, 4 wide out set. He takes the snap. Back to pass. Good protection. Let's it go. Middle of the field. Ryan Grine got his hands up but incomplete. And broken up by Brady Boyer. St. Genevieve will take over with 57 seconds to play. The Dragons with a one-point lead. Can ice away the rest of this clock.
Valley's still got 3 timeouts, so they're going to be able to stop the clock. Yep. St. Jen is going to have to get a first down.
Actually, 1 timeout left on the scoreboard.
I was looking at St. Genevieve's side. Yes, Valley's only got 1. That's correct. Valley has called a few timeouts.
So if I'm doing quick math, if they take that 1 timeout, I'm not sure if only Knees will be able to do it for St. Genevieve.
Yeah,
they
probably
might need to get 1 first down just to be safe.
No, I think that's a ball game. They can run it out.
They are set up in a formation, and Logan Gegg took the snap, but a flag is down. Looks like he may have gone a little too early. I don't think everybody was set on the line for St. Genevieve. Yep, they'll go with an illegal procedure to back up the Dragons 5 yards, and they'll have it on the Valley Catholic 33-yard line to make it 1st and 15. So now the Dragons will have Logan Gegg under center. Is this victory formation, or is this just the formation that they've had? That is a knee from Logan Gegg as the clock rolls. No timeout called on the sideline by Judd Nagger. And the St. Genevieve Dragons are going to end this losing streak that they've had against the Warriors. 5 straight years, Valley Catholic has gotten them in this rivalry game in week 2. It was a 35-6 win in favor of the Warriors last year. But St. Genevieve able to grind out this victory tonight. It'll take 1 more knee from Logan Gegg, who is a star in that second half running the football. And there it is. The St. Genevieve Dragons have finally won the Old Settlement rivalry once again after 5 straight losses to Valley Catholic. They win by a final score of 7-6. And the Dragons improved to 2-0 on the year. Valley Catholic, the state runners-up last season in Class 1, are now 1-1 to start the season. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this on J98.
Dwayne Doza Auto Body has been in business for 31 years, serving St. Genevieve, Perry, and St. Francis counties. Deductible and rental car assistance, bonded and insured, all work is 100% guaranteed. Pickup and delivery. For all of your auto body needs, call 573-535-8171 or check out Dwayne Doza Auto Body Sales at SoapySAutosales.com. That's SoapySAutosales.com.
Family. Health. home. At Comtree, we exist to serve you and your loved ones through comprehensive health services in primary care, dental care, mental health, and substance use treatment.
We are the health home of more than 25,000 Jefferson County residents and invite you to join the Comtree family tree.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Here's a pricing tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
Price your home for success. Sellers often think they should start the asking price high and then lower it later. But if the price is too high, many buyers will stay away, assuming you're not serious about selling it or you're unwilling to negotiate. Call Richard or Cindy Deason at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate and let us help you with this problem and many others.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
St. Genevieve Veterinary Clinic takes special care of your animals, big and small. Serving St. Genevieve and surrounding areas, Dr. James Fallard is dedicated to the health and well-being of your animals, from the smallest cat and dog to horses and cattle. When you need a vet, call the office of Dr. James Fallard for an appointment at 573-883-2758. That's St. Genevieve Veterinary Clinic, located on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, Missouri.
Second and one. Chad Dunsey in the gun. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Brown, back to pass, airs it out towards the near sideline. Devin Bader catches it, and he is in for the touchdown. A long pass from Dunsey to Bader, and St. Genevieve Dragons are on the board first. It's 6-0 with 7:55 to go in the first quarter. That was your Serenity Hospice play of the game. Serenity Hospice care, peace of mind when you need it most. And the St. Genevieve Dragons huddling up now, which we'll call our pileup of the game, brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, located off of St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. St. Genevieve with the 7-6 win in the old settlement rivalry against the Valley Catholic Warriors tonight. And after these two offenses put up a lot of points in their week one matchups, only 13 combined points tonight. The defenses were the stars today, Bob, but St. Genevieve just a little more sound in the late stages and were able to keep Valley Catholic out of that end zone at the very end.
Yeah, you know, and like we talked about throughout the fourth quarter, I think the big thing was St. Gen drove the ball down. They didn't get it pay dirt down there, but they drove it down there, and I think the entire fourth quarter was played on the scoreboard at the end of the football field. And, you know, you get in a game like this, field of position is very important. St. Gen made some mistakes down there. They could have taken advantage of a few things, got the ball in the end zone. Same thing with Valley. They had a few close passes, you know, either dropped or missed the second half. And, you know, it's one of those games to where, you know, the coaches are going to sit around, boy, if this would have happened or that would have happened. But you know, that's high school football. You can if every game that you play. But, you know, it was a good, hard-fought ball game. A lot of good effort from the kids. A lot of mistakes made, but both squads will come out Monday and improve on those things. And I think both squads are in for a good season, both of them.
A lot of passes in this game, especially on the side of Valley Catholic. Chase Dunlap went 16 of 33, a touchdown and two interceptions. But it seemed that both teams were running their offense well when they were passing it well. Not a lot of ground game for either side.
No, you know, it's something they're probably both going to have to work on, because, like I said, St. Genevieve was daring Valley to run the ball all night, playing that three-man front, and they just couldn't get any running game going. They've had eight people in secondary, and basically Valley was daring St. Genevieve to pass there, and St. Genevieve was trying to run the ball of what they were giving them. They weren't having a lot of success there. Big defensive ball game. I think both defenses played very well, but both sides are going to have to work on their offense.
Yeah, it certainly will be a factor, I'm sure, but the defenses definitely get a gold star for this one. A lot of good defensive plays, and I'm sure a lot of, you know, if they had helmet stickers, they would probably give a lot out to the defensive players today.
Probably be a lot of them giving out Monday.
There you go. Bob, thank you so much for joining us in the booth today. It was awesome.
Good working with you.
Yeah, a great game as well. 7-6, St. Genevieve gets the win over Valley Catholic in the old settlement rivalry, and we'll be joining coverage of the game on AM 800 KR. REI, the Farmington Knights and North County Raiders still going, as Farmington currently has the 48-16 lead over the Raiders in the fourth quarter of play. Should be an eye-opener and certainly one that we'll be react to soon. And stay tuned for the rest of our coverage on Regional Radio as the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show recaps the night that was tonight. But we'll send it to KREI for coverage of Farmington and North County next.